much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello! You are here because you gave us money. Now we will give you ribs. Also, you will watch the debate. If you like the debate, you'll give us more money. That is all. Ron Swanson.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
To show that even the best announcers make mistakes once in a very great while, we present what people in radio call fluffs of famous announcers.
Plus, we've got a brand new internet roundup, and don't forget it, 9:10, your chance to win tickets for the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Sounded like I was going to say more, doesn't it?
K-Rock.
That just should not happen, Kevin.
Oh, you've done it again, Kevin. Every time you meet new people, you blow it.
And now,
this is the day we've been waiting for.
Suit up! Yeah!
Our feature presentation.
What is this, 0.7? 17:09 o'clock.
17:09 o'clock. I like that.
What happened? Where's our boy?
Well, it's raining.
It's raining wet.
And and things are blocked and closed, and people are slipping and sliding. He probably got stuck in something.
Oh, but Kevin, God, it's raining!
Kevin leaves always early enough to make sure to get around problems like that if they arise unexpectedly, right?
Well, I believe your advice is when it rains, leave late and go as fast as you can.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So that yeah, you're not on the road that long.
That's right.
So,
we did
so that's
say
probably
that.
What he did.
All right. Well, I'm barely here, barely conscious this morning.
Why is that?
I screwed up. You know, I've for folks who barely pay attention, I'm 2 weeks now out of surgery, and I'm on some occasional pain medicine, the hydrocodone, which is pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't sleep last night. Tried. Slept some during the day, and that may have screwed me up for last night. So I took the hydrocodone, and I tossed and turned. It was another hour and a half. It's starting to get, 11 o'clock, and I'm like, this is crazy because I got to get up. So I took a sleeping pill, and I very rarely take sleeping pills, and I am a great candidate for Ambien. Ambien just works fantastic for me. Didn't even take the whole one, just took half an Ambien.
But at 11 o'clock.
And when the alarm went off, I just was so disoriented. So I came in here and I got all set up in my studio and I said to Beer Mug about 10 after, I said, I'm going back to bed. And I went back
really?
To bed for 15 minutes. Went right back to sleep, went back to bed for 15
oh.
minutes, got up at 5:25 and then walked on in here. So I'm
Did
just
that help?
A little bit. And I got a big glass of apple juice too, hoping that something in that will perk me up as well. But it's disorienting. I feel drunk. Is what I feel like.
The only thing I ever take is Advil PM once in a while, and I never like the way I feel in the morning.
Yeah, I don't take most of those kinds of drugs for either pain or sleep because I feel like I get weird side effects. Like I don't just feel comfortable or rested. I feel all woolly.
Yeah,
that's what I call it, woolly. I don't know what it really means.
I have no idea what that means.
Like creepy crawly a little bit, and just uncomfortable, unsettled.
Mm-hmm. You're drunk.
So, I'm definitely not drug, but so this is the combination of personalities that you have selected to choose your morning with, because one is not here and the other is on drugs.
Woo! Yeah,
so that's
all
what
right
we're
then.
That's what we're trying to do. Let me start with Florida again today, though. I know we joke and we say, well, of course it happened in Florida. But, I mean, it's insane the percentage of these crazy stories that we start with in the morning that happen out of Florida, right? I mean, way more. Even though it's a very populous state, there's no way this much stuff happens in Florida all the time.
They are the craziest state in the union.
By
they
far.
Are. Yeah.
It's insane. And this is another violence after sex story. Remember earlier this year, just back in September, we had a woman who was arrested after she pulled a gun on a man. She was having sex with him while they were in a moving car. She was having sex with him. She pulled a gun on him.
Yes, I do remember that.
Hey, Bean. Sorry to interrupt. He just dropped. Kevin was on red. Sorry to interrupt, though.
Well, maybe he just arrived and he's just going to come in.
All right.
And then that same month, back in September, there was another couple that ended up in a slammer after their menage a trois went wrong. Remember, they all had sex, fell asleep, and then when the girl woke up, she found out that her husband was having sex with the other woman, and she wasn't involved.
Well, so, that is breaking the menage a trois rules.
Yes, so that was gunfire. This one doesn't involve gunfire. This one just involves assault. But tell me this isn't a dangerous precedent. November 27th, which was what, like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
A Florida woman was jailed after a post-coital assault on her boyfriend. She attacked her boyfriend because he climaxed and she didn't.
He did not.
Lisa, that happens.
Not in my room, it doesn't.
That is not an acceptable reason to take out a weapon. I mean, look, if that's the new standard, is that you get a gun pulled on you if she doesn't finish first? I mean, come on.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
This is Raquel Gonzalez, 24 years old, arrested Monday afternoon for felony domestic battery, booked into the lockup where bond has been set at $750. Apparently, according to the police report, she and her boyfriend, Eric Davis, 30, are boyfriend and girlfriend who live in the same home involved in a sexual relationship. Deputies noticed that Davis and Gonzalez were involved in sexual intercourse. When Eric then climaxed, Raquel did not. The woman was angered. She began hitting and scratching the man, causing scratches near his eyes and nose.
Ooh.
The man told investigators that his girlfriend goes off frequently, although apparently not in the right way, and that she had also previously been physical with him. At one point, she told deputies, I have scratches on me, too, from where he tried to restrain me when I lost it. So the police said she was belligerent, uncooperative, and declined to answer questions.
That bitch is crazy.
She needs, you know.
Give the drummer some, is
right,
what you're saying.
Right, exactly. I'm sure that's the problem.
Look, perhaps it's not ideal, and, you know, every sexual situation is different. Not every woman expects to orgasm with every time they have sex, but if you do, or if in this particular case it was important to you, I can see how you're disappointed.
Right. If he can go first, and then he can make sure you do. And if he doesn't do that ever,
well, let's face it. If he goes first, there's no interest in whether she goes or not. You know that.
No, that is not true. That's true, really? In your house.
Wait, I thought it was a race. It's not a race.
It's not a race at all.
I thought it was a race.
Oh, poor Donna.
So that's now three stories in 3 months in Florida where people were having consensual sex with one another. And it ended up with guns being drawn.
Okay, so the question is, do crazy people move to Florida, or does Florida make people crazy?
Yes, that is the question. Exactly. I have no idea. I don't know. But it's insane, these percentages. So that's good times. And look, if there's any, if there's any action planned for tonight or over the weekend or something, gentlemen, just keep this in mind.
Right.
Keep in mind that perhaps the ladies come first.
Not a bad lesson to learn.
As the expression goes. I don't mean that in any kind of sexual way.
Of course, I just mean
the ladies come first.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. It is, 5:38. Let's take a look at today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Your ineptitude is staggering.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Okay.
Three more Miss Double December contestants today. Of course, today is the last day that we meet them in our studios because tomorrow is the live broadcast. We're going to be, down there at the Slide Bar in Fullerton crowning Miss Double December 2013. Unfortunately, that is not a euphemism. Today, we're going to be meeting Shannon. We're going to be meeting Natalie on the program today, and we're also going to be meeting Sarah, and they'll be in here to shake what they got and also show us their talent, get a chance to meet them a little bit, because personality is important. You're going to be part of the family. Want to see how you're going to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So please be listening, and you can go throughout the, go to KROQ.com right now if you want, and you can catch up on all the girls that have already joined us this week and see what their talents are. Lots of video of their appearance in studio and also afterwards where they do some interviews too. So you really get a chance to know your girls. Also, an update on the Sylvester Stallone Rocky musical, which apparently is a sensation and apparently is going to come to America.
That's awesome.
I would not have picked this as a movie automatically that is going to be turned into a musical.
It's in Germany now, right?
It's in Germany right now, yes.
How many musicals start in Germany and come to the U.S.? That is very rare.
I just think they must go for anything over there. Wasn't there a Human Centipede musical in Germany at one point?
I don't know.
That thing went across the Atlantic, but I think they do. Yeah, I think they do have a lot of that going on over there. We're going to follow up on the worst first dates story that we told you about a couple of days ago that I believe also involved gunfire. We're going to want to hear your stories on the program today.
Okay.
Justin Bieber's in some more trouble. We'll tell you about that. His star is falling very rapidly right now. Bill O'Reilly had a hilarious segment on this program this week because he's the crotchety old man. He's the get off my lawn, you kids man. And he is getting further and further just confused by modern life. And Bill O'Reilly, the Fox News host, now took it upon himself to try to understand the sensation that is Gangnam Style. And he just doesn't get it. And it's hilarious. Also, the Los Angeles Galaxy are playing in the MLS Championship.
It's That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look who's here.
Kevin.
How are you, Kevin?
CHP are dicks. Yeah.
Did they pull you over?
Back to you.
What happened?
Don't have time.
We have time.
Dicks.
Why are they dicks?
He's
Were you breaking the law?
Yes.
Then how are they dicks?
Is it possible that I could break the law and they could be dicks?
Save it for a break.
That is possible.
We'll have to talk about it later.
MLS Galaxy Championship, of course, is going to be Saturday. Very emotional. It's the American retirement of your little friend David Beckham. Kevin, it's going to be your last chance to say goodbye to him, right? He's done. That's it, right?
Why, when you try to make what I'm interested in unimportant, you always call it my little friend.
He's your little friend.
Your little friend.
David Beckham, your little boy toy David Beckham is going bye-bye. Anyway, so that's Saturday. We're going to talk to the Galaxy's Omar Gonzalez, who's one of their star players. That's coming up on today's program. And I think that's it. Ralph is back. I think the whole team is back today. Is Omar done with the poo tornado?
I don't know. He's here, but I'm not sure that the tornado is done.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's keep him in there.
Yeah.
This could be the gang's all back together again for the first time in a long time. So we'll get going with Ralph and the Showbiz Beat next right after this on the World Famous Kara. All the stuff we were talking about on today's Kevin DeBee show, I don't even think I mentioned that we have more tickets for you for the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which is happening the weekend after next at the Gibson. You can win them this morning with us at 9:10 a.m. And then again throughout the day. What's going on? What's going on?
I'm just saying there's no more tickets because it's sold out.
Nope. I know, but we saved some back to give away on the radio for our listeners, though.
That is some shaky behavior right there.
To reward the listeners for listening to the station.
Yeah, okay. They're going to reward you by taking tickets away from you. I don't know how you people think.
So 9:10 this morning, and then 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. All the details at KROQ.com. And again, both nights, pit tickets and backstage passes. 5:55, Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
Lindsay Lohan. Why don't you come to your senses?
Every Showbiz Beat involves her.
It sure does. This morning, she was arrested this morning.
Oh, no.
After leaving a New York City nightclub about 4 a.m. this morning. After punching another woman in the face.
Oh. Wow.
Sounds like Lindsay.
After she got in an argument with her at Club Avenue in Manhattan. Struck the woman in the face with her hand after a verbal altercation.
Sounds like more than just a punch, but all right. Yeah.
She left the police station shortly before 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This morning, she was wearing a black jacket over her head, leggings, a miniskirt, high heels. She looked ready to party and apparently ready to punch.
She's not going to stop till she ends in jail, is she?
Nope. She's looking for life. That's what I'm guessing. She's tired of having to take care of her own affairs. She'd like three squares and a cot, as they used to say in the big house.
Yeah.
By the time the cops arrived at the club, she had already fled the scene.
Well, she's good at flooding.
She's good at flooding the scene.
You're right, she's a good flutter, Lisa. She was the passenger in a car that was leaving the area. Cops intercepted the car and made the arrest. And they're assuming, and I think rightly so, that this would indeed trigger yet another probation violation for Liz of Liz and Dick.
Sure.
Wait till they get her back here. Oh, there's judges just salivating right now in Santa Monica Court. Just waiting.
who gets their robes on?
They're polishing up their gavels. They just can't wait.
I hope it's that woman judge who despises her.
Well, I think they all do over there now.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
So not only does she have to deal with New York City's penal system, but this would probably pull her ticket here in California as well. So she's screwed on both coasts.
Does she know what she's doing when she throws a punch and just doesn't care? Or is she just so out of it she doesn't even realize what's happening in her own life?
I think she may have impulse control issues, as they say. In the psychoanalytical field.
Or substance issues.
Well, look, there's no part of this story yet that says that she seemed inebriated or intoxicated. And she seems to do stuff plain-ass sober that's just out of her mind, like stealing necklaces and stuff, you know?
That's alleged.
So. Was her comment after her arrest that the CHP was a dick?
I don't think she said that. I mean, you'd have to be really screwed up to blame law enforcement officials once you were in the wrong and were caught.
Because I'm sure it was their fault. She was fine.
That's right.
They're not all dicks, just one of them.
Divas. I love them so. This is a great story about one. Jennifer Lopez is her name. A flight attendant is complaining in the new issue of Star Magazine that she tried to get J-Lo a beverage during her flight, asked her what she would like. J-Lo looked at the woman, then promptly turned her head to her assistant sitting next to her and told her assistant to order her a Diet Coke and lime.
What?
She would not engage in conversation with the flight attendant.
And the flight attendant was sitting right there?
Yep. What can I get for you, Ms. Lopez? And she turns to the assistant and says, tell her I want a Diet Coke and lime.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. Kind of behavior never ceases to impress me.
See, this is why you and I wouldn't make it, you know, as a flight attendant, because we would go, I'm not going to get you anything until I hear it from your mouth.
I would pull the red handle on one of those side doors. I would toss her ass out. An insider tells the magazine that this is no surprise because this is a standard operational procedure for J-Lo. She refuses to speak of lots of folks, including, according to the source, salespeople, restaurant, and hotel staff members.
Isn't it just as much work to say to your assistant?
It's more work.
Yeah. That's so weird.
And you get everything you want later than you would have had you gone directly.
Huh. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm surprised that Jennifer Lopez got a seat on the flight because this time of year, I mean, during the holiday season, it is just jam-packed. You have a hard time getting a flight going anywhere because
stop it.
There are so many fewer flights now because, you know, all the airlines are trying to save on costs and trying to maximize their profits. And yet, even with a limited number of flights, Jennifer Lopez still managed to get a seat on one of those highly coveted flights from coast to coast.
That's an excellent point. I mean, literally every flight you take, every seat is taken. They let you know that. There's no room for anybody. So how do you suppose she's able to pull it off,
Ralph? Stop doing what you're doing.
The only reason I can think of is there's always room for J-Lo. And lastly, a bad time to be a female TV doctor. Fox announced yesterday that they're pulling the plug on their low-rated show, The Mob Doctor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Emily Owen, M.D.
And CW announced they are canceling Emily Owens, M.D.
Because no one knows it exists?
I was just catching up on my episode.
Well, you're dumb,
Lisa. Aww, I'm so sorry.
Man,
it's a bad choice.
What's she going to do about the guy that...
That's what we're all asking. What's she going to do about the guy?
That called it.
I hope she doesn't fled. They said they will air all 13 episodes that they ordered after the new year begins. But
thank God. I need to know how that ends.
But there will be no more episodes of Emily Owens, M.D.
I was hoping for 6 seasons in a movie for Emily Owen, M.D.
Weren't we all? Today's celebrity birthdays. Longtime Dodgers announcer Vin Scully is 85 years old today.
Woo! And he has been with the Dodgers organization for how many of those 85 years?
65?
60-some, yeah. Which is absurd.
Yeah, it's nuts. Gary Shandling, 63 years old. Howie Mandel, from Deal or No Deal, 57 years old. Actor Tom Sizemore is 51. Don Cheadle from House of Lies, over there on Showtime, is 48. Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch and The Price is Right, she is 41 years old. Brian Baumgartner from The Office, he plays Kevin on that show. Oh, that Kevin's dumb. He is 40 years old.
We all have one.
And Anna Faris, our friend, very funny Anna Faris, celebrates her 36th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Another day, another chance to meet the lovely ladies vying to be Miss Double December 2013. 3 more of them coming in today. Don't forget, you should be voting at krock.com for whoever your favorite is, whoever you'd like to see with us throughout the year. And by the way, this year, something new, backstage video from everyone who visits us here at K-Rock. You get a chance to see more than what just is on the radio. So it's definitely well worth checking out.
Yeah, you go there, you vote. We haven't mentioned much that you can watch it live. If you can't come down there on Friday, you have to work or whatever, you can watch it live at krock.com. You can watch the entire show. You can watch the bikini portion. I know most of you won't. I'm sorry, what?
You should watch it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can watch the entire show from 5:30 to 10 live at krock.com. How about that?
That's very cool.
Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly. Is he the biggest thing on Fox, Bean?
Yes, most popular show on Fox. And I love Bill O'Reilly, by the way. He's a nut job, but I think he makes a lot of...
Go ahead.
Why do I love him?
Yes.
He's a nut job in that he is so partisan sometimes, but other times he's a reasonable person and is obviously very, very smart and knows what the hell he's talking about. I think he's a very smart guy, and I think he's a great broadcaster. I really enjoy his program, but every once in a while, he wades into an area where he clearly has no feeling whatsoever for the discussion that he's having. He looks at something, he goes, well, that's popular. I guess we got to talk about that on our show, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, or
this is one of those times.
Or a producer comes to him and says, this is a big thing. You know, this song by Psy, of course, Gangnam Style. Here's a little taste of that.
Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Everybody knows Gangnam Style, right? It's been impossible to avoid. And I guess they got to Bill O'Reilly and they said, look, it's the most popular video in the history of YouTube. It's over 800 million views. What's going on with this Gangnam Style? And that's what Bill decided he was going to try to find out the other night.
So Bill has no idea what's with it. So Bill brings in a specialist, a psychiatrist doctor.
By the
you
way, can I just
psychiatrist?
That's
can
what
I just
said.
Say there's nothing going on with it? It's just a catchy song and a funny video. That's the answer to the question of what's going on with Gangnam Style.
Here's the beginning of Bill O'Reilly.
Back in the book segment tonight, South Korean guy who calls himself Psy has put out a video that has been viewed more than 800 million times on the net. That's a record. So you would think the video must be very, very special. Well, here it is.
So then he shows a clip of it, and then he comes back.
Joining us now from Boston to explain the madness, psychiatrist Dr. Keith Ablo. All right, so the guy, remember the pony? He's just doing a pony. 800 million views of this? What's going on?
When you approach a billion views on YouTube and surpass Justin Bieber, perhaps you're tapping into something. And I think what this fellow's tapping into, that people don't want any meaning right now. Music, the most popular music, apparently, is that without intelligible words, to some extent.
Okay. Now, that's the part that starts to crack me up, because this is a psychiatrist.
Yeah. Yes.
He understands that it's not just gobbledygook, and it's not just somebody going blah, 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 blah.
It's just not in English.
Right.
All.
It may not be in English, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have words and meaning.
And it's also absurd for him to say that all the music that's popular is meaningless and doesn't have any feeling or lyrics that people can understand. That's also crazy. This one is an exception in that it's a rare foreign language hit on the U.S. chart.
And
this
I'll tell
is
you,
two old men,
yes,
talking.
But
in
one
a
of them is a psychiatrist
shop.
Who's supposed to explain it. So you would think he would do a little research. We did research the first day we heard the song. You do the English translation of it. It turns out Gangnam is like Beverly Hills.
Right.
I have Beverly Hills style. He doesn't live in Beverly Hills, but he has Beverly Hills. That's what the song means. And you can find that out in 2 minutes. But not this dude.
That simply conveys you to a distant place, beat-wise. It doesn't try to raise your emotions. It just is sort of like a drug. And that seems to be what most people seem to want right now. Not reality, not feeling, not meaning.
Okay,
so you can say it's dumb, or you can say that you don't agree with the meaning, but to say there is no meaning is absurd.
He's trying to read too much into it. And look, by the way, most dance music isn't about a message. It's just about words that sound good that you can dance to. That's all it is.
Look, we play the Red Hot Chili Peppers. A lot of their lyrics are nonsense. But at least this song does have lyrics. And again, I'm just going to say, you know, maybe most people who like it don't know what it's about and don't care. Maybe he's right on that level, that they don't look into what it means. They just love the video or whatever. They like the beat, whatever. But this is a guy on TV who's a psychiatrist who's supposed to be explaining it to us. And he has no insight whatsoever.
Yeah, I think the meaning is that it has no meaning. It is the son of Facebook, if you will. The false face that so many people now put on their lives, the lack of insight, if you will, is reflected in this person's popularity. Elvis Presley didn't invent sexuality, but he tapped into...
All right, now this is where he compares this to Elvis Presley, and Bill O'Reilly will not have that.
The growing sexuality
yeah,
of
now,
a
but,
culture.
But wait. Elvis Presley could sing. He had a good voice. His songs
yes.
had words. Are you lonesome?
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, so does this one! This song has words!
And by the way, nobody was going on saying the world has spoken and Psy is better than Elvis Presley either. It's just a false premise to try to be defending at this point. Elvis Presley is a guy who had a 35-year career of hundreds of hit records. Nobody is saying Psy is better than Elvis. He's just popular right now. That's
I would say Psy is better than Elvis. I would say that.
I know you would.
All right.
This is a little fat guy from Yongyang or something.
Okay, that's tough to argue.
Okay.
He's a little fat guy. Okay, I'm with Bill on that one.
Someplace. Seoul.
Wearing sunglasses.
Whatever. And he's jumping up and down. There's no comparison between Psy and, you know, there are like 16 guys named Psy on Long Island that I can tell you about. They don't look like him.
I would like to double check that. I'm doubting that there are 16 people on Long Island named Psy.
I don't even know what his point is.
I don't either. I don't see
anything wrong with this. You know, if you want to waste your time looking at this or you like the beat, I don't think anything wrong with that. You might lose a few pounds jumping up and down like a pony.
All right, so now Bill's trying to be, he doesn't care. He clearly doesn't care either way. But the psychiatrist will not have, there's no damage done.
That might help out, you know. So I don't see anything wrong with this. Is there anything wrong with it?
To the extent that you revel in things that don't speak to you, that you use something to transport you away from real thought and deep feeling, yeah, there's something wrong with it.
Right, so if you watch this like seven times a day, that might not be good.
It's the same as getting high.
What?
Okay,
how long would it take me to watch this seven times a day?
It doesn't matter. How long would you have to watch
25 minutes.
To get high. How would you
I am ruining my life.
It's the same as getting high.
What is wrong with him? Does he have to figure out some way
this is a psychiatrist. Yes.
Negatively affecting society?
Oh, let's figure out the damage.
It's just a YouTube video.
No, it's the same as getting high.
In miniature.
I don't think
a little bit. It's a drug.
Now Bill's disagreeing with his own specialist.
Now, once you alter your consciousness with substance, then it's a whole different ballgame. This, I think, is relatively harmless. Unless you're... You know, if you're walking into a job interview like this with dark glasses on, then that's going to hurt.
Yeah, so that was the conversation.
Wow.
Oh, dear God.
Drug, and it has no meaning. And to the Bill O'Reilly Show, I'd like to say...
Here's the one thing I've learned is that I know nothing about nothing. And especially when it comes to Broadway musicals. Lisa, that's really more your territory.
Yes.
It's like not. It isn't, though, Bean, because she'll watch anything that's on Broadway.
That's not true.
She'll watch any play. If it's a play, it's good.
If you would have come to me a year ago or so and said, Silence of the Lambs is going to be made into a musical and it's going to be the smash sensation of the Broadway season, I would have said, you, my friend, are high. Like, there are some things that you go, okay, got it, great movie. No way that's going to be a Broadway show.
And let
right?
me tell you, it was here in L.A., and I didn't go.
Really?
Wow.
You
do have standards.
Yeah, but then I was wrong, as it turns out.
It turns out that it's apparently just amazing. So having said that, I will tell you that I am also surprised to find out that Rocky, which was, you know, one of the biggest films of 1976 and is about boxing, is now coming to Broadway because it is a sensation on stage where it debuted earlier this year in Germany. Like, Rocky doesn't need to be a musical, right?
Well, there's a huge generation of people who've never seen it.
Yeah.
And it is
so put
a,
it out
it's
in theaters
a
again.
Great story.
Yeah.
Right. Look, I got no problem
and
with
if it's
movie.
Done well, it could be but wonderful.
But you're singing about boxing, right? That doesn't lend itself to being a musical. I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
I don't know.
We can ask Sylvester Stallone. We have him on the phone.
Sly is on the phone right now?
You want to talk to him about it?
What are the chances except for 100%? Hi, Sylvester Stallone.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we're doing great. We're just so used to having you on now to talk about The Expendables and some of the things you've moved on to do, but now here we are talking Rocky again.
Well, you know, Rocky was the thing that started it all for me. You know?
Right.
And so I think I'll always be part of Rocky. Rocky will always be part of me, you know?
Right. Sure. But this is like, I don't know, 25 years ago or something, and now they're doing a musical?
Yeah, this is a huge hit. You know, we just opened in Germany, you know?
Right.
And the reviews from Hamburg are excellent. And, you know, usually, you know, Hamburg is a tough theater town, you know?
Is it? I don't know.
I wouldn't have known anything about that.
They like, you know, sometimes really cheesy things, you know?
Right.
So you call it Hamburg with cheese.
Who says that?
The cheeseburg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, we took the show there, and they really like it.
Well, listen to this, Lisa. You'll love this. It opened up Sunday night. It world premiered Sunday night. You were there, Sylvester Stallone, along with your co-producers, by the way, the Klitschko brothers, the famous boxers, the Klitschko brothers. I guess have some money in this thing, right?
That's right.
German newspapers loved it. Rocky knocks Hamburg out was one headline. Other papers called it a triumph, big emotions, big theater.
What?
Yes, apparently, right. It's just a win.
It's a huge, huge success. And I always knew, you know, the Rocky story was, you know, something that people would relate to and they would appreciate. And the, first of all, is the Germans, you know?
Right, yeah.
Who likes fighting more than the Germans, really?
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, I mean,
could be
they,
true.
They invented World War II.
They did invent that.
They invented the ShamWow.
ShamWow, also,
you know,
yeah.
The Germans make good stuff, you know?
Now,
so
I,
it's, and they also like pornography where people poop on each other.
That does
well,
happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. I hope there's none of that in the
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah,
though.
We got a little of that in the show.
What?
Because, you know, you have to tailor what you're doing for an audience. Or else you're going to be mentally irregular. You know?
Now, let me ask you, do you have, is this musical just based on the first Rocky movie, or does it go further into your movie series and you have, you know, you have Mr. T and people like that in it?
No, it's just based on Rocky.
Just on the original,
one.
Okay.
Now, you're not in it, are you?
No, I don't, okay. You know, I'm a little old, I think, to play Rocky at this point.
Yeah,
know?
I do too, that's why I was asking.
You know, the sequels, you know, Rocky gets older, everybody gets older, you know.
Right.
But this is, you know, an actor playing Rocky. Well, the story is the same, you know. A guy who, you know, has got nothing, and then he gets his shot, you know. He gets to fight the big fight. You want to make the fight? I'll right. fight the big
nope,
fight.
Nope.
Yeah,
no,
I'll fight the fight.
No one's asking you to...
I don't need a manager, Mick. The fight's been set.
Nobody...
I'm not allowed to live in this house. You don't come visit me in my house. What, my house stinks? That's right. My house stinks.
Sylvester, no one's attacking you. Take it easy.
Sorry. We're just, you know, flashing back.
Yeah.
Just called to congratulate you, that's all.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm so happy that people like it because it's going to be on Broadway soon, too.
That's amazing to me.
That, you know, is one thing to be successful in Germany where they like pornography with people poop on
you. Right, you mentioned that.
Got that, right.
But, you know, to go to Broadway where everybody, you know, is all about, you know, cats. And, like, French people who are prostitutes and things.
Right.
You know, take an American story like Rocky and make it a big Broadway hit. You know, yeah. Makes me feel good.
Of course, yeah. Now, I understand that we do have some of the promotional advertisements for the Rocky musical. You sent some of that over for us?
Well, as soon as it was such a big hit in Hamburg, I decided to, you know, put together a little commercial for the upcoming Broadway version so people, you know, can pre-order the tickets so everybody, you know, can buy them.
All right.
So I could send you a trailer. It's like an idea of like what the music is like, what the show is like, you know, so Americans can get an idea of what they're going to see in 2013.
I'm dying to hear it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Rocky the Musical.
Coming to the Broadway stage in fall of 2013, the story of a man who rises above all the odds, puts it all on the line to go the distance. I am running, and I am training, I'm lifting weights, eating eggs. I am a boxer, but I'm not very good at it, but I'll get better. Sylvester Stallone is Rocky Balboa in Rocky the Musical. The story of a man who's fighting for his life. And for the woman he loves.
Adrian, this fight coming up, I don't think I can win. Adrian, you're not that hot, but I'd still put it in.
From the streets of Philadelphia, Rocky Balboa gets one chance to go the distance and change his life forever.
Apollo, I just took a hit from Apollo. And suddenly my brain will never be the same again.
Sylvester Stallone is Rocky Balboa in Rocky the Musical. Coming to the Broadway stage, fall 2013. Order your tickets today because the Germans love it. Almost as much as they love porn where people sh** on each other.
All right, there it is again.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Broadway version. I'll be on Broadway, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy this far after the movie.
I'll tell you, those Germans, they like porn with people poop on
right. Thank you, Sly.
You did mention that.
I think it's interesting that Miss Double D contestant Shannon, who's supposed to be joining us right now here on the Kevin DeMean Show, lists in her questionnaire at krock.com, the best way to describe myself would be that the only thing you can predict is the unpredictable.
All right.
Certainly unpredictable by not being here, but hopefully Shannon will join us later on today and we'll get a chance to meet her and the other two ladies that we've not yet met, the 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2013. You're listening to the Kevin DeMean Show here on a Thursday. Time for a brand new Kevin DeMean Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
We, of course, scour the internet so you don't have to. We put them all together in one convenient go-to place once a week here at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. You can catch up on all the latest videos. Good stuff this week, don't you think, Kevin? Good
batch. Absolutely.
And I love this lady that we're going to start with. This did not make it to the news, but they were filming her. This is Channel 8 in Portland. And she was being interviewed because there was a robbery in her neighborhood. And they were getting, you know, like they do on the street. They go out and say, hey, what did you see? What did you hear? They got this witness here. And she just went off on a crazy tangent. And I think suddenly we know too much about what's going on in her neighborhood.
The police wouldn't let me go through 122nd, so I had to go around 119th. They let me look at the lawyer's building. I know the vacuum cleaner man. He's seen my
what?
You want to see my
okay.
What?
The vacuum cleaner man has seen her topless, basically, is what's happened here. And under what circumstances did she feel that that was relevant to the story?
Oh, she has no idea where she even is. She doesn't even know what's going on.
The vacuum cleaner man has seen her boobs, Lisa. And then she says to the person interviewing her for the news, hey, do you want to see my boobs?
Awesome.
It's like one of the strangest things that's ever happened. She even says, look, I know this isn't going to make the TV, but do you want to see it anyway? So I think I love her, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And she looks kind of like the crazy tanning lady mom, if you remember
her.
Oh,
dear God.
She's got that kind of – so you really don't want to see them. Rainn Wilson, of course, plays Dwight Schrute on The Office. He's very funny. He has hopped on the bandwagon of television stars telling their viewers to not watch their show anymore. Angus Young from Two and a Half Men got in a lot of trouble this week because he put out that crazy video where he said that his show, Two and a Half Men, was filth and you shouldn't be watching it and you're filling your mind with nonsense. Well, Rainn Wilson thought, hey, here's an opportunity for me to maybe jump on the bandwagon and promote that I'm on The Office on Thursday nights.
Dwight from The Office is nothing. Please don't watch The Office. I'm on The Office. It's filth. Or that filth will rot your brain. Do some research on the effects of TV on the brain, and you'll see that The Office, this Thursday, 9 o'clock NBC, 8 Central, it's the enemy.
It's the enemy.
I hope that works for The Office in its final season. Great Funny or Die video. This is a brilliant Walking Dead parody. I mean, they really did a great job of making it look just like The Walking Dead. And it's funny. We think so much when we watch that show every week about how tough it is to survive. But there's something else going on with the survivors, and that's there are a lot more dudes than there are chicks.
Yeah.
Who's having the sex?
Yep.
Like, if you're on the outside, like, you're lucky if you're Glenn because you've got yourself a hottie.
Absolutely.
You know, there's like five other guys in that group who got no one, right? Well, this is very funny because there's one kind of chubby guy who can't get any of the ladies to sleep with him because they're all sleeping with Mustafa, the Old Spice guy. He's just there, and single-handedly, he's repopulating the earth with every woman who survived the zombie apocalypse.
The girls.
You guys had sex?
Chris, we were trying to be discreet.
Why wasn't I invited?
Well, we think of you more as a friend.
Like a little brother.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have a session with Isaiah, who will be the only father of the entire human race.
No, we thought of that. I got some semen.
From where? So the idea of sex with me is just disgusting.
Yeah.
But here's a great idea. Let's get hand to a withered, stinky zombie.
That has to hurt when they're taking semen out of a zombie before they'll have sex with you, a live survivor.
Yeah,
that's bad. Here's another one from Funny or Die. This is also very funny. Kellan Lutz, of course, from the Twilight movies, is playing a superhero in this movie, a James Bond type guy. And he's a great agent, except he has a deadly weakness, and that's his addiction to social media. He won't stop blowing his own cover by putting everything up on Twitter and Instagram.
Damn it, hashtag, this mission is top secret. Stop posting on Instagram.
It's okay, I recovered the nuclear codes.
I know, I saw your Tumblr posts.
You didn't reblog it?
Reblog it?
But sir,
it hurts his feelings if you don't.
Tagged in a photo? Oh no.
You should have accepted my friend request.
That's a guy who realized he was about to be assassinated by Agent Hashtag because he saw his photo on the online. There's a guy who's doing something very funny called Best Musical Performance Series. And what he does is he takes actual footage of K-Rock bands and you see their performance on stage, but they've dubbed in a terrible cover band doing a version of their song. So for instance, this is Muse. It looks like Muse. Sure doesn't sound like Muse.
Get used to looking at Matt Bellamy and hearing that.
No. And there's a bunch of them on the internet roundup here at kevinandbean.com, including System of a Down. There's Rage Against the Machine. Very funny. One of the biggest hit pop singles of last year was Chris Brown's Look at Me Now. And I don't know who this guy is, but he's doing the whole song brilliantly, all in voices from The Family Guy.
Look at me now. That's right. I'm fresher than a popsicle.
Okay, stop the music for just one second, please.
Oh, hey there, Cleveland. Yeah, what's going on? What's the problem?
Peter, this is probably the worst rap song that I have ever heard in my entire life.
It's pretty well done.
So good. The guy does them all. It's incredible. Of course, we're getting near the end of the year now. December's right around the corner. Lots of mashups. This is a great one. Her name is Robin Skateris, and she is doing a mashup called Pop Love 2012, which is 24 of the biggest songs of 2012, all edited together just brilliantly.
It's always a good time.
No excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
I've got the moves like Gangnam Style.
I've got the moves like Gangnam Style.
I've got the moves.
Oop,
I'm Gangnam Style.
White knuckle.
That's pretty cool when you can't.
It's amazing.
Can't hear any difference in the pacing and stuff.
Yeah, if you have missed the radio for the past 12 months, you can get caught up in just 6 months. 6 minutes right there on that video. 6 months, that'd be a long video.
Yeah, it's a long video.
All right, here's our final video for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And again, you can see all of this at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. We put up new posts for you every week. I can't even believe this, but then I guess I should be remembering we're talking about
Jets.
New Yorkers. The Jets have the most pathetic team. They're not the Chiefs, but I mean, they're pretty bad. They've got one of the worst teams the Jets have had in years. And the whole franchise is just, their fan base has just been ripped apart. They got a quarterback controversy. Everybody hates the coach. Every week they find a new embarrassing ways to lose. But you think the people that go to the stadium, those are the ones who would be the most supportive of the team. Not so much. Here are the people who are standing close enough to the players that they're a few feet away as the players walk off the field into the locker room. Listen to the support that the Jets get from their fans.
Oh! You are pathetic!
You guys are a disgrace! Garbage!
Don't even come out after halftime!
Garbage! You didn't even come out after halftime!
By the way, I disagree. They deserve that.
Is that going to help them in the second half, though? Is that how you pump up your team? Is that the home field advantage that you're looking for?
When it's 35-3, does it matter at halftime?
It is crazy. Those New Yorkers are tough, and that's an all-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up to the new ham and Gruyere breakfast sandwich at Panera Bread. It's a freshly cracked egg, smoked ham, white cheddar, and Gruyere all grilled on their freshly baked soft roll. Try
one. I love
one.
Gruyere.
Oh, sounds good.
It's nothing like Gruyere.
Yeah.
Gruyere.
I don't know what it is.
It's cheese. Softly baked roll. Try one this morning at your neighborhood Panera Bread. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:56.
You know how they have snow days in some cities?
Yeah.
When the snow gets bad enough, everyone just stays the F home?
Yeah, because you literally can't get out and get around.
L.A. should have rain days.
We should.
But it's only misting.
But it doesn't matter. People lose their effing minds.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
People are dying, Kevin.
They start driving like lunatics. They speed during unsafe conditions when the roadways are slick. They're pulling in front of people. There's hideous drivers out there, people, and we need to all just stay home.
Just get to your stupid report.
I'm just saying, some people.
Just get to it.
Linda Lohan! She looked good this morning. She was seen about 8 a.m. this morning in New York City. Looking hot, wearing black leggings, a mini skirt, high heels.
This morning?
Black leather jacket, yeah, around 8 a.m. this morning. She looked great as she left the police station.
Oh, man.
Ooh. That's just not good.
She was arrested at 4 a.m. coming out of a nightclub in Manhattan called Club Avenue. She was charged with third-degree assault because, according to witnesses and the complainant, I guess they would call
sure.
herself, she was struck in the face by Lindsay Lohan after an argument that she got into in the nightclub. Apparently, they were in booths next to each other, and words were exchanged. And then Lindsay, on her way out, just popped her.
That's alleged.
Cops showed up. She had already left. She was being driven away in a black SUV, and the cops pulled the car over and made the arrest there. And she was arraigned at the police station, just released not that long ago.
Wait, she left the scene of the crime?
Yes.
What?
Cops arrested her, and not only does this mean trouble for Lindsay with the New York Police Department, but more than likely, I'm going to say it's going to happen.
Yeah.
This will revoke her promotion, her probation, rather, here in Southern California, and she's got that to deal with as well. She's the best.
She sure does keep providing the showbiz news.
She blew that Amanda Bynes right off the map, didn't
she?
She's like, oh, you want to see? Really?
Oh, who's crazy?
I'm going to lock myself in a dressing room for a couple hours. Really, kid? Let me show you how it's done. Start popping people at nightclubs. From one lunatic to another, Mike Tyson's in the news.
Oh.
Great news out of Daily Variety newspaper. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth, his one-man show, has just announced a 35-city, 10-week tour.
No
beginning
kidding.
Early next year.
Unbelievable.
Tour kicks off in February in Indianapolis, Indiana, and then moves on to St. Louis, Cincinnati, Louisville, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, and Los Angeles.
Fantastic.
Mother effers. So we get to see Mike in all his glory in his one-man show.
I like pigeons, so I took a lot of my money that I stole, and I bought some pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to fly pigeons all the time.
Right.
And one day, these guys found out where I had my pigeons.
Yes.
And one guy, they were trying to steal my pigeons. And I was
right.
trying to tell them, I was explaining, no, give me my birds.
Right, yeah.
And one guy said, you want your bird back? And he just took the bird and it popped in that. And he threw him on the floor. And then I said, oh, that's the first time I ever had a fight.
Oh, Mike.
And I won. And everybody wanted to be my friend now.
Yeah. Standing O! Standing O!
Tell us the story about the pigeons again!
I can't wait to see that one-man show. Riveting stories like that. You got Rocky on Broadway coming in 2013. You got Iron Mike and his one-man show in theaters everywhere. What's going on?
What is going on indeed?
What's going on? Sad news for Lisa May. The CW announces Emily Owens, MD, has been canceled.
Like that show.
Oh, we all did, Lisa. It was a smash hit. Oh, wait a minute. No one was watching.
They had to give it time. They didn't give it time.
CW says they will air all 13 episodes on the network, but the show never really improved its ratings after its debut. So,
what was good about it, Lisa?
Well, I think that, how do you say her name, Ralph?
It was on.
Mamie Gummer. Yeah.
Mamie Gummer. Is
I love Mamie
Meryl
Gummer.
Streep's daughter. Is really good actress.
Super talented.
Very appealing. It was a pretty good show.
Hmm.
It wasn't great, but, it had potential.
And here's a new reason to tune in to New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC this year.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
What I've been waiting for. They are going to do a two-hour tribute to Dick Clark leading up to the actual show itself.
2 hours?
Two-hour tribute to Dick Clark, who passed away in April at the age of 82. Fergie and Jenny McCarthy will host the special, along with a ton of clips from New Year's Eve pasts. Giving Dick the send-off he deserves.
Yeah.
Let's send Dick off.
Let's do that.
Let's give Dick a big send-off.
That show has been a joke in recent years, and never more so than after the stroke, obviously. But there was a time, Ralph, and you remember this back in the early days, where it was a huge deal with huge stars that were actually there performing live. It
yes.
wasn't just, hey, here's clips from the last month of things we shot.
And it wasn't pre-recorded, the West Coast stuff. It was a live event.
Yeah,
started
exactly.
in 1972, by the way. That's how long
yeah,
that's been going
be,
on.
It, wow. It used to be a big, big show.
Listen to the high-powered guests it had in 1972, the musical acts from that year's, the debut year's show of
okay.
New Year's Rockin' Eve. Al Green, Helen Reddy, and Three Dog Night all performed.
Is that good in 72?
I can't really tell.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
I hope during the tribute, though, they will have Dick count down one last time.
All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
7, what? 6, 8, 11, 11, 18, 5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
Imagine you're the guy operating the ball there in Times Square. And you're, down, you stop, stop up. You got Dick in your headphones. That's a problem bell right there. And you're trying to figure out the ball's going back up on the pole again. It's coming down. Guys working the joystick like a kid playing Atari.
The only countdown I'm interested in now is when Ryan Seacrest will join Dick Clark.
Nice. Today's celebrity birthdays. Vin Scully celebrates his 85th birthday. Gary Shandling is 63. Howie Mandel's 57. Tom Sizemore turns 51 years old today. Don Cheadle is 48. Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch fame turns 41. Brian Baumgartner plays Kevin from The Office. He's 40 years old. And Anna Faris from The Dictator and What's Your Number and all those scary movies. She is 36 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Just seems like, I don't know, there ought to be a way to see Linkin Park once in a while. Like, what the hell's with those guys, man? They're like hermits. You can never actually go see them in person.
Saturday.
One thing to be a studio band, but get out in front of the people every once in a while.
A week from Saturday, they're going to be at the
Be live. What? Hey, Linkin Park is headlining night number one of the 23rd annual what's it called?
I'd like to hear you finish this.
23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with Rise Against and Bush and Garbage and Slightly Stupid and AWOL Nation and so many more. Of course, you got The Killers and Jack White and Fun, M83, Neon Trees, Passion Pit, so much more on night two. You can win tickets to both shows, backstage passes, tickets in the pit. We got that for you again in less than 2 hours. From right now here on The Kevin and Bean Show, and then throughout the day, just after noon, 3 and 6. Details at krock.com.
Not all CHP are dicks.
Definitely not.
But an occasional one does pop
a bad apple every once in a while.
All right, I'm going to say before Kevin tells the story, and he has not shared any details whatsoever with us off the air, so we are hearing this the same time you are.
You're going to say I'm in the wrong?
I'm going to say, based on what I know about Kevin,
yeah,
and based on what I know about most law enforcement, I think it was probably more your fault than his.
It's possible, let me tell you. And then we'll take calls.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what people think.
Okay.
Because this is what I'm actually going to fight.
Really?
Wow.
But you're always wrong. You're always speeding.
That's accurate.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I have gotten too many tickets, and my insurance rates went up. So I have been driving like a little old lady.
Really?
I've been keeping it right at the speed limit. I can't afford to get another ticket.
Wait, so you're telling me that the letter that you got from the great state of California that said you are one of the worst drivers in our state actually made a difference?
Yeah, and I've been, because I need those to get off of my record so I can move on. Then I can drive like a crazy man.
Right.
So I've been driving really careful. So this morning, it's 5:20. There was a light mist. The road was a little wet. Mm-hmm. And I was on the 10. And on the 10 freeway at that time of the day, there's very few cars. There was only me and a car next to me. There was maybe three or four behind me. I could see the headlights. There was no one in front for a quarter of a mile. It was basically just the two of us. So I have to get off the freeway. I have to exit to come to work. I'm going 65. That's the speed limit.
Right.
So I swear to God, I put on my right blinker, and the guy that was next to me a little bit behind kind of sped up a little. So I was like, well, you know, I don't want to cut him off, but I do need to get off. So I stepped on the gas for a little bit to get clear
him.
Of him, to get, you know, far enough in front of him so I'm not really cutting him off. I'm in front of him, and then I pull over, and then and then I go back to 65. I was probably going 79 or 80 for 3 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
Not at all unreasonable in a passing situation.
Lights going behind me. I'm like, come on! Because I can't afford this ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
So then the guy gets behind me. He's like, I try to pull over on the freeway. He's like, please, on that loudspeaker, you know, so that everyone in the neighborhood knows I'm getting pulled over.
Please pull off the freeway.
So I pull off the freeway and I start pulling over. And he's like,
keep going to the stoplight and then turn right.
And then so I go to the stoplight and turn right. And then he goes,
all right, keep going. Go to the next stoplight, turn right, pull into the parking lot.
Wow.
So now I'm like, what the hell's going on?
He's going
to. What's he going to do to me?
Yeah.
He's taking me to the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking for baton butt. And I don't want that at this time of the morning.
No, you don't.
So he comes up to the window and he says, could I have your driver's license? And I said, sure. I already had it out. Mm-hmm. And I was cooperating and I gave him my proof
both
of insurance.
Both hands on the wheel.
Gave him, yes. Yeah. Because I really wanted him to not write me a ticket. It was really important to me. So, thank you, sir. And he just walks away. Then he comes back and I said, you know, do you mind if I just say something? Because I understand that it's raining, but there were only the two cars. It was not an unsafe situation. And I was only going, you saw me. I was only going that fast
kind of to pull in front. You could have gotten behind him. I said, yeah, I could have, but I don't think it would have been any safer. It was perfectly safe. The conditions weren't that bad. It wasn't standing water or anything.
Let me just make sure I understand. So what he was saying, you were in the guy that you were going around was in the right-hand lane where you needed to be to get off the freeway. You were in the lane next to him. So what he was suggesting is that you just slow way down and then get – okay, I got you.
Which I could have done.
You could have, but that's an awfully unusual move in a situation like you've described where there's plenty of room for you to get around him still ahead of the exit.
There's no one around except for I could see three or four cars' headlights behind me. You know,
right, and you're doing 65 at that point.
Yes, so. And he knew that.
Yeah.
That asshole knew it. I said, you knew I was doing 65. You saw me speed up just to pass that. It's raining.
Right. It's not like you were going by him at 80.
Right.
Yeah, understood.
I said, I know it's raining, but there were only the two of us, and it was not I was not creating an unsafe situation. I just was pulling a little further ahead so I didn't cut him off. Handed me the ticket and walked away.
Wow.
And I said,
didn't buy it.
And then as he was walking away, I said, are you having a bad day? and he just kept walking and just got in his car and drove away.
Well, I suspect
we do want to help me out.
We do want to take
who's
some calls on this.
Who's the dick?
At 1-800-520-1067. And I am particularly interested to hear from our law enforcement friends because I know we have many of them that listen to the Kevin Bean Show. I suspect what they're going to say is officer discretion, right? They certainly don't have to pull you over.
That's what I was counting on.
Why did he choose to pull you over for this is the question, I think.
I agree. But I imagine from what he said to me, it's just blanket. It was raining.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that was the factor, that he may not have pulled me over if it wasn't raining. But it was the road was lightly wet. It wasn't.
I got to side with Kevin.
Don't say that like it's a bad thing.
Because he did know you were doing the speed limit, and he did know you did that just to get around the car, and he did know there's no one on the freeway.
Right, he knew all of those factors.
God, I hate this, but I think you're right.
Bean?
I agree with Lisa. I think it's 100% on the officer. I think you're in the right in this case.
How about you pull over, Mr. Dick? CHP?
I mean, look. Mother effer. Here's the thing. There's the letter of the law, which is, was Kevin going beyond the speed limit on a rainy day? Yes. If that's all you know about the situation, then I see where the officer's coming from. Then there's the spirit of the law, which is, what's going on with the rest of the traffic situation? How much time is involved? How much distance is involved between where you were and where the exit was? And I think a reasonable person, based on your description, would say that you did not do an unsafe thing.
Yeah.
I roll with the driver on this one.
You can't even say Kevin?
No.
Say the driver?
I'm saying if I'm being impartial all here, assuming I know neither of you, I still give you the nod. I still think you're in the right.
All right.
Let's try Rich. Let's see what he's got to say on this at 1-800-520-1067. And then Michael and Tom and Chad, everybody, please hang on and give us a call, everyone else, and let us know what you think. Rich, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, I got to tell you, you are so wrong on this one.
How come?
Because the car's driving the same speed as you.
It wasn't. He sort of sped up a little bit.
Yes, he sped up because he doesn't want you to cut him off. He doesn't want your tire splash on his windshield.
Right, but I didn't do that.
Oh, no, because you did, because you got in front of him.
No, but I gave myself enough space so that I wasn't cutting him off.
Which means you have to go 80 miles an hour for a while. You're telling me he sped up. So now you're only going about 10 miles an hour faster than him.
Right, so you don't have to go that far to clear him.
Yeah. What's so wrong with slowing down and just getting behind him? It takes
nothing. I could have done that too, but both were safe.
Well, not really, because have you ever heard of hydroplaning?
There wasn't enough water. Yeah, of course I've heard of it. There wasn't enough water on the road.
Well, sure there is.
You don't know, you mother effer!
All right, thank you for calling, Rich. So Rich has won for the great state of California.
That sucks. All right, we'll take a break and come back and take some more calls. I'm depressed.
We will meet Miss Double December 2013 hopeful contestant Shannon coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the world-famous Carrick. Right now, though, Kevin just told us the story about how he had an interesting encounter with the CHP on his way into work today. You ended up getting a ticket for what, by the way? I don't think you told us what he wrote
speeding.
It for. For speeding. At least not for reckless driving, at least.
No.
Which sounded like what his concern was since you went around someone in the rain It sounds like he could have gone pushed for that if he wanted to, right?
But it wasn't the case because there was no one else around.
And he didn't cut him off.
I didn't cut him off. We weren't that – it wasn't dangerous.
All right. Let's try I thought we had a police officer there for a minute. Let's try Jesse on line 8. Let's see what Jesse's got going on. 1-800-520-106, and we'll get in as many calls as we can real quick here. Hi, Jess. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa Mike.
Good morning.
How's it going?
You know what? Kevin, he pulled you over because it was raining, but he is worried about the other driver's reaction. Not your reaction. He knows that what you're doing.
I cleared the other driver. There was no move. There were no other cars around.
I understand, but it was raining, and he's worried about the other driver.
He wasn't worried. He was getting a quota.
Under normal circumstances, if it wasn't raining and if it was sunny, he would just take it as you being a dick and cutting him off.
How dare you, sir?
But because it is raining. The other driver doesn't know if Kevin's losing control of his car because it is raining, or Kevin is just being a dick. I'm sorry.
So it happens.
He doesn't know what the reaction of the other driver is going to be. He might slam on his brakes and lose control of his
car.
Well,
then that guy would be an idiot and would deserve it.
Well, he would be, but it would be your fault.
Oh, Jesse.
My God, it's raining!
Thank you for the call. Thanks, Jesse. Letty. Letty is on line 3 here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Hi, Letty. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
I think the police officer was a total douchebag.
He was. He was a dick. Yeah. And by the way, here's the other thing that I want to bring up. If he would have said, look, what you're saying is correct. I saw you going the speed limit. I saw you pass him. I understand that you don't, there weren't that many cars on the road. But I still have to give you a ticket because it's raining. That would be one thing. And I would have to just go, all right, well, I was going that fast, and I understand. But he was just a dick.
Yeah.
You can give someone a ticket and not be a dick.
In other words, he made it sound like it was so black and white that he was forced to give you a ticket, even though he didn't want to.
Right, which isn't the case at all.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Tom. Tom's on line 2.
Can we only take calls from people who are on my side?
Well, we're just trying to get a lot of people have a different perspective here. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, guys. Hey, Bean, I'm very proud of you, which did for Scott, and hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Thank you, sir.
Kevin, unfortunately...
Now let's get to the troublemaker.
Unfortunately, dude, even though if the cop is being a complete douche with you, he's got to, like Bean said, it's the spirit of the law, it's the rain, the weather condition, even though you knew you were clearing him, he's still going to have to give you a ticket, dude. Unfortunately, that's the rule.
He doesn't have to.
He really doesn't have to give anybody a ticket at 5 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't. When there's no traffic situation, pissed. There's no accident.
Maybe he's pissed at 5 o'clock in the morning and he has to actually give out a guy a ticket to some...
Maybe he had a meeting yesterday where they said, Officer Unfriendly, you don't have enough tickets this month. And it turns out it's right near the end of the month. How about writing some tickets?
Maybe the quota stated that you have to give a guy who has very, very bright hair.
How dare you? And a giant head.
Thank you for the call. Let's do one more. Let's do Daniel. Daniel says he is a traffic detective. Like, that's a real thing. That's
what
as real a thing as a
hell
pen
is,
detective.
Is that? What's a traffic detective? Hello?
That's just not right, first of all. There is a real thing, because that's what I do. But I do think you can beat the ticket depending on the citation or the section that he wrote you for. Do you have the citation in front of you? Do you know what section he wrote you for?
I don't, but I can look for it. Why? What's...
There's two different ones on a freeway. One is called the prima facie speed law, which basically is the speed that sits on the front of the sign.
Right.
The second one is the one for unsafe speed. It's 22.350, the vehicle code. And basically what that officer would have to do in court, because the state has the burden of proof, which means they have to go first. He's got to prove that your speed was unsafe. So he's got to talk about the rain. He's got to talk about what lane position you were in, your movement prior to making your move.
I'd be fine with
and
that.
It's possible that if you got rode at 5 o'clock in the morning, he's probably an early morning PhD officer. He probably didn't do anything off shift. He's probably trying to get a couple of citations to prove his worth at the end of the shift, and you just happen to be driving by when he was there.
Let me ask you something. When they have a quota that's not written down anywhere, do they care if it gets thrown out in court, or do they care if they don't show up for that?
Well, they do care if they don't show up for that because, you know, you get subpoenaed by law. The subpoena was served in a reasonable amount of time, which is usually 3 to 5 days. You're supposed to show up in court because that's part of our job. There is no such thing as a quota. That is true. But the thing about it is if you are a CHP officer,
and their badges actually say traffic officer. And your job is to write citations, then you better write citations.
Right.
All right, let me ask you one more question here, because then we're unfortunately we are out of time. You're a traffic detective. You've heard Kevin's description as to what happened. If it did go to court and the officer said what he's going to say and Kevin says what he's going to say, what do you think would happen?
Well, you know, a lot depends on the judge, to be quite frank with you. I've seen a lot of these cases where the citizen has won because it's just not – the officer is not able to – dictate in court and testify in court to make it show that it was reasonable that they gave the citation. Yeah, you know, I heard the other listeners, you know, it's the law and the law says this, and you're right about the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, but it still has to be reasonable. Our whole constitution or base of law is based on a reasonable factor, and if it's not reasonable, then it's just not reasonable and the ticket won't be valid.
So, most of the time, reasonable does not support me.
Are you really going to fight this one, Kevin,
yep,
or is this
going
to be one of these things that you throw in the back of your car and then forget about until it's gone?
No, I have to now.
You're going.
I think he's got a chance. I think he's got more.
Okay.
Than
would it help if I was a hot chick?
Probably not.
Nah. All right. Good.
You were showing some cleavage, though, right? You did try that.
Showed
right,
him everything.
This time tomorrow, we're going to be in Fullerton, crowning a new Miss Double December 2013. You can join us at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. Let's meet another contestant.
Here
shall we?
She comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Are those real?
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Breasts look amazing.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Yay!
Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
Oops.
What?
Sorry.
Come on.
What'd you do?
How about a microphone for our guest?
Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
Poor Shannon. Shannon's having a rough day.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
There we go.
Shannon, what's it like out there?
Rainy.
Yeah.
Difficult getting in here.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
It's going to be worse driving home.
It took you like 20 hours to get here from Belmont Shores, right?
Yeah. Thank you for telling me where I live. Yes, it did. It took me quite a while.
Well, it's a big town. There are lots of blondes with big boobs in Belmont Shores. They're not going to find you. Don't worry about that.
What's your address?
I almost just gave that. Oh, God.
Well, welcome. It's great to be you. Are one of our 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2013. Let's learn a little bit about you, which is what we're doing here this week. How old are you? What do you do for a living?
I am 28, and I work for an attorney's office down in Long Beach.
Ooh, are you smart in junk?
Yeah. I like to consider myself smart.
Me too, but it doesn't make it true.
I like to consider myself attractive, too. It doesn't unfortunately work.
Yes.
What do you do? Are you a secretary, a paralegal, a lawyer?
Paralegal
what?
There.
Oh, wow. Cool,
so. That's a cool job. Yeah.
It's a great firm.
And how did you find out about or become interested in the Miss Double December pageant this year?
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I actually know Joanna.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, she's the best. We're going to miss her so much.
It just started out as a joke, and it ended up going somewhere.
Here you are.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, you know, Joanna, who is our current Miss Double December until tomorrow when she transfers the crown and the power of Miss Double D through saliva, she, you know...
We'd like to say a kiss.
We'd
rather say a kiss, if you don't mind me.
She has been a fantastic Miss Double December, and I think she has started a wonderful trend with she and her friends on Twitter where they pose those hand bra photos. Have you seen those, Shannon?
No. I have no idea
best.
What you're talking about.
You are a liar.
No, yes. You know.
What, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
Lisa had to show her.
Yeah.
Hand bras.
I'm
hand
understanding
bras.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
No.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So she's been great. Of course, you know, the prize is worth going for because you get to come to both nights of Acoustic Christmas. You get to go to the Weenie Roast next year, the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, all of our breakfasts with singles parties. I mean, essentially, you become a member of the Kevin and Bean family. And was there a particular part of that was the draw for you this year? Like, is it the concerts for you or what?
You know what? I think the whole deal just sounds kind of exciting. I'm just, it seemed like a good, fun thing to try. And if it leads to something great, if not, it's one thing to just add to the bucket list.
There you go.
Sure.
Check it off.
That's not in my bucket list, but all right.
Now, I had one concern, Shannon, and that is in the questionnaire that you filled out online, which people can see at kevinandme.com.
You love a good debate, and sometimes you might even pick a fight to get into a confrontation. Now, that scares me, because we already think that bitches be crazy. I don't know that we need an extra dose of crazy on the show.
Bean and I haven't talked about this, but that caught my eye as well.
What can I say?
You like to pick a fight to get some confrontation.
I just like interaction, like debate.
Lively conversation.
Yes, I like to get my points out there or my opinions or whatever I'm feeling. And
right.
So rather than ever have silence, I'm more likely to pick a fight with somebody.
All right.
Create some kind of a conversation.
So. Do you have trouble keeping a man because of that reason?
I'm not going to say that I haven't dated a lot.
Interesting. Okay.
Why are you yelling at me about Chicken McNuggets? I don't understand. Where's the fight?
Yeah. But I've dated a lot. We'll just
okay.
leave it at
All right.
that.
All right. Before we talk about your talent here today, you are 28 years old. How old are your boobs? We didn't ask that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're real.
All right. There you
what?
Go.
Second
oh,
one.
She winked.
Lisa, like, turn it on her.
No, it's fine.
She said wink in her microphone. Oh. You guys were going, ah, so you couldn't hear her.
they're like four.
They're four
years
old.
Okay.
There you
right.
go.
Four such a good age.
It is. They're so adorable at that age.
Well, thank you. My dad's going to be so proud right now.
All right. So the talent competition you're going to be doing on stage tomorrow at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, you're also going to do for us here today. And we're videotaping all of these interviews with all the ladies that come in this week. And you can see them. They go up at KROQ.com by about the end of the show or so. What is your talent?
My talent is putting on lipstick with no hands.
I like it.
Again, your dad is going to be proud.
Oh, he's ecstatic. He specifically told me, do not go on and do anything. Don't feel forced. Don't go on and embarrass yourself.
Does dad hate us?
No, I told my mom it was a beauty contest.
Yeah.
And then when I went to tell my dad, the whole double December thing came out.
You don't.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
just keep Dad in the dark on that one.
Yeah. Oh. Look, Dad shouldn't be listening to K-Rock, and he shouldn't know anything about this. This is all should be our little secret, okay?
Well, he is, so hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. All right. Hey, I'm just glad it's lipstick. All right. Let's see how this is going to work. You got it there with you?
I don't even know
go?
What that means.
We're all shaking our
What does
head?
I'm just glad it's lipstick mean?
Well, when you watch her do it, imagine
oh, right.
that it's not, okay?
Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh, right. He turns everything perverted.
Yes, he does. Really, you've noticed that.
Creepy, right?
You've noticed that about Bean.
I always right. heard
That's
that.
That's creepy.
Shannon claimed that she listened to the program, but apparently not.
Oh, I do, and I just didn't think I'd ever be on the receiving end of it.
But you were. Thank you, Bean.
Are we ready to film? Are
yes.
we ready to get this for posterity?
Yes.
Okay, here's, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shannon, Miss Double December 2013 contestant, putting on lipstick with no hands.
She's putting the lipstick in the cleavage.
She is positioning right. it.
Try it again. Take two.
Oh, I did the bottom half. You have to do the bottom and then the top.
All right, now we're talking about something completely different.
See, now who's creepy?
Nicely.
She got it.
There it is. That's going to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, they're going to like that. Like that a lot.
Even if your dad does it, the audience will like that.
Thank you.
All right. Slide Bar Rock and Roll Slide Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. That is going to be tomorrow. They are our hosts every year. We are always so grateful that they invite us back. Because every year I feel like we've blown it. And
yeah.
they're not going to invite us back, but they do. If you want to come on down and see it in person, you can just bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines will be there collecting. It's our annual Toys for Tatas. If you're unable to make it in person, this is a great event for you to watch online. We'll be streaming the whole thing through KROQ.com tomorrow morning. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world-famous K-Rock at 7:55.
I certainly don't have to tell Ralph Garman this, but the Los Angeles Galaxy are playing for the MLS Cup this weekend versus the Houston Dynamo. We'll talk to the Galaxy's Omar Gonzalez next hour between 8 and 9 right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
He's my favorite shortstop in all of soccer.
He really is. There's no shortstop in soccer.
What?
There's no such thing.
Oh, he's left guard?
He's a defender.
Defender. That's not a position.
It is. Defense.
Defender. Yes, that's just a guy who supports you in a fight. Your defender. It's not even a position in a sport. Don't they have any other names for the positions? Are the other guys the offenders? Do you have offenders and defenders in your little sport of soccer?
It's not my little sport. It's a pretty big sport. It's not here.
This is one of the most anticipated movies of the year. The Hobbit.
Yeah! Oh, I can't wait.
An Unexpected Journey.
Once again, legendary director Peter Jackson returns to the Tolkien novels and brings us the first in three Hobbit films that we can expect soon. It's in theaters everywhere on Friday, December the 14th. I would like you to see it early. K-Rock's having an advanced screening of The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey December the 11th at the AMC Century City 15. If you'd like to go, and why wouldn't you? Bilbo Baggins! It's Bilbo Baggins. You know what I should do? We got to find the legendary Leonard Nimoy, who played Spock, of course, in the Star Trek TV series. We need to hear his classic song, The Legend of Bilbo Baggins.
Huh. I don't maybe, know
I'll
bring,
maybe I'll bring that in for you next hour.
Do we, taste of that.
Yes, we do. It was the trapped in the closet of its time,
oh,
really.
All right.
It's so bad, it's spectacular. If you'd like to go, call now, 1-800-520-1067, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through will get a pair of passes to attend our special advanced screening of The Hobbit.
The theaters around the country, Ralph, are doing all three Lord of the Ring movies starting at 10 in the morning. You can
sure.
watch all three of them ahead of The Hobbit coming out.
Yes, you have to get your Middle Earth on, man.
Yeah, but your mind back in.
All in one day.
Can you imagine what? Weren't all of those movies like 3 hours each?
Yes.
Yeah,
they were great, but they were long.
God, that's
a long
day.
Well, let me tell you something. The Ring fans and The Hobbit fans just trounce the Twihards when it comes to lunacy in terms of their fandom. Yeah. In fact, the UK's Daily Mail reports that there are 100,000 people who showed up to the premiere of The Hobbit and an Unexpected Journey in New Zealand last Wednesday. 100,000 people, fans of the book and
is that because it was
movies.
New Zealand?
Well, I mean, those are filmed in New Zealand. That's where Peter Jackson does the work. But they're hardcore Tolkien fans. They were all dressed up as elves and dwarves and hobbits. 100,000. They weren't even going to see the movie. They were just showing up to be at the premiere. 100,000 people.
That's insane.
It's ridiculous. So
Omar has some of that song if you want to hear it.
He does? He has the Bilbo Baggins?
How do I get to Studio Q?
It's the greatest song ever. Leonard Nimoy,
Take
really.
Take it easy with greatest song ever.
Leonard Nimoy is quite the vocalist.
Let's hear it, Omar.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo Baggins,
terrible song.
That's
right,
he's Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo Baggins,
Bilbo.
The bravest little hobbit of them all.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a terrible song.
Oh, that's right.
Now, the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Adele is re-recording that for the new movie,
that's right.
Right.
She's doing that. She's doing the intro theme there.
Wow, that's bad.
Let alone was arrested in New York City this morning, coming out of a nightclub at 4 a.m. This is what I've always tried to tell people. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. in the morning. That's all I know.
My advice is good things happen after 2 a.m.
Kevin would disagree. Not in a way that was coherent or any way you would understand it, but he would disagree with that. By saying, but lots of good things happen after 2 a.m.
And if something bad does happen, it's because the other person was a dick.
That's right.
How dare you?
Yeah. 4 a.m., she was arrested and charged with third-degree assault after allegedly striking another woman in the face during an argument at Club Avenue in Manhattan. By the time the cops showed up, she was already being whisked away in a black SUV with a driver and another man. Cops pulled that car over and arrested her there on the spot. She was released from the jailhouse, or from the police station at least, at 8 a.m. a couple hours later. And now she's got real problems, because not only does the New York City penal system want to have a conversation with her in front of a judge, but this will more than likely revoke her probation here in Southern California. And that means more potential jail time for Lindsay. While we're talking about people who are zeros, GQ has released their end of the year list for 2012. Only their take on it is 2012's least influential people. A group of zeros, they call them.
Least influential.
Who are insignificant and thoroughly uninspiring. The top of the list was Mitt Romney, about whom the magazine says, voting for Mitt Romney was like hooking up with the last single person at the bar at 4 a.m. Once again, nothing good happens at 4 a.m. Amanda Bynes is also on the list.
Sure.
Saying, if you didn't think it was possible for God to invent a worse driver than Lindsay Lohan. Sometime in the near future, there's a sensational vehicular manslaughter trial with your name on it, Amanda.
Oh,
they write.
No.
Madonna's on the list. That cheerleading outfit isn't making you look any younger, Madge. Get out of the way. We have Kesha now. and Adam Sandler, about whom they say at this point the only reason Adam Sandler makes movies is so that Rob Schneider can earn a living. So, just some of the list. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Anna Faris from The Dictator and the What's Your Number? Scary Movies, 36 years old today. Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin on The Office. Kevin is the sharpest tool in the shed on that show.
Why is every character on TV and movies that's named Kevin dumb?
You tell us, partner. He's 40 years old today. Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch is 41. Frank Delgado, keyboardist for Deftones, is 42. Don Cheadle is 48 years old. Tom Sizemore turns 51. Howie Mandel is 57. Jeff Fahey, who was so good on Lost, played the pilot on that show. Remember the one who was trying to get them off the
island? Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Talented guy. He is 60 years old. Gary Shandling is 63. And legendary Dodgers announcer Vin Scully. Farmer John Hot Dogs. He's 85 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Just 1 hour away from your chance to join us for next weekend's K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows. Of course, they're completely sold out for the 8th and the 9th at the Gibson Amphitheater. We're going to give you tickets in the pit and backstage passes to see Linkin Park and Rise Against and Bush, Killers, Jack White Fun, and so much more. 1 hour from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck.
I've been at Laker games occasionally, Kings games occasionally. When the celebrity that they put up on the screen gets booed,
oh,
and it's harsh.
You feel bad for him, right?
Yeah, you really do.
No matter who. Yeah.
Almost no matter who.
Yeah.
There are certain people, like every once in a while you'll be at a, you know, you'll see a, at a sporting event like one of the cast of Jersey Shore come on.
Didn't Kim Kardashian get booed once?
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe
I don't
it was
know.
Chloe?
Chloe would have probably been
probably
the one. But this is an especially funny one because Canada has a football league, and their Super Bowl is called the Grey Cup.
Uh-huh. Not a very, Canadian Football League, right? They just had it this past weekend.
Not a very inspiring name.
No.
The Grey Cup. But the entertainment was Justin Bieber, who is from Canada.
Right.
By the way, it's weird. You know, at the Super Bowl halftime show, we have one act. It's, you know, it's the Rolling Stones or it's the Black Eyed Peas or it's Madonna, whoever it is, Bruce Springsteen. They go out there and they do 40 minutes. In Canada, they do four separate acts during the halftime show. It's like a little rotating concert. Carly Rae Jepsen was one of them. They had some rock band from Vancouver. Gordon Lightfoot came out and did a song. And yeah, and then Justin Bieber's their big closer. And you would think in Canada, look how popular Justin Bieber is in the United States. In Canada, this guy has to be a god, right?
They got to be so proud of him.
Listen to this description. The Toronto crowd booed Sunday when 18-year-old pop star's face popped up on the Jumbotron. They booed when a host introduced him. They booed when he took the stage.
Oh, my God.
And they booed during his songs.
Oh, my God.
Awesome are they in Toronto?
The hometown crowd.
I feel like he is losing the hearts and the minds of his own people. But we wanted to find out more about this and the other controversy that Justin Bieber is embroiled in right now by getting our friend Justin back on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Biebs.
What's all these questions about, bro?
Just said hi.
Just said hi. That's all. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Well, I'm down with the hizzy, yo.
I don't know what that means. Listen, you are getting nothing but bad publicity. Every time I see you on the TV now, it's because you've been pulled over again, or you've got another altercation with the police, you've broken up with your girlfriend, and now you're even booed in Canada. What's going on?
Please ask your question properly by saying, what's going on, Diamond Jubilee Medal owner?
What's the Diamond Jubilee Medal owner?
The medal.
That you got? From where?
From the Prime Minister of Canada, eh?
Okay.
He came to my show and he gave me the Diamond Jubilee Medal.
Oh, is that when you showed up in overalls and everybody was upset?
Hey, I was already dressed for my job as a farmhand, okay? I had to go clean out the stalls after that concert.
Everybody was complaining that you were not dressed appropriately to meet the Prime Minister, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, but those people don't have the Diamond Jubilee Medal, okay?
Look, but
I got
here's,
that, eh? What do you guys have?
We don't have that.
Justin, here's the thing. It would have taken you 5 minutes to go, oh, I'm going into this next room to meet the Prime Minister. Maybe I'll just throw on a shirt and some slacks. You don't have to show up with overalls.
Look, I'm a fashion trendsetter, okay? I can't let my people, friends, fans down.
So the overalls are the next thing?
That's right. Everybody's going to wear them, eh? I call it the hee-haw look.
and by the way, Kevin, this is the overalls where you have one of the straps over your shoulder unbuttoned, of course, so that it hangs
only
down.
If you're
That's
a douchebag.
Right. So yeah, next time you're mucking out the stalls there, eh? You don't get your pitchfork caught on your overall.
You don't do any of that work,
no,
Justin.
No, you don't. And you got the ridiculous, always too big baseball cap that's on backwards. Look, you're 18 years old. It's time for you to start acting like it.
Listen, people love me, man. They love the way I dress. Hey, don't you love the way I dress, Canada?
Oh, no. They're booing
all
you.
All right, Canada, woo!
They don't. That was booing, Justin.
No, they're saying, boober.
Why would they say boober?
Boober?
Why would they say that?
Because they mispronounce my name a lot in Canada. It's not a common name here, eh?
Boober! But if you're really...
I love you, Canada! I am a Jubilee Medal winner! Hello, Canada?
Now they're not even responding.
I think you lost your Brewers.
You want me to sing, Canada? Oh, come on!
They don't want you to sing at
baby,
all.
Baby,
they don't
baby,
want that.
Oh.
Justin, they booed you the first time.
You know what? Your football isn't even really football anyway.
Uh-oh. Don't tell them that.
Stupid Canadian football.
Okay. Really, you're not, you're digging
like
yourself
into... 400 yards long or something. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah, the rules are kind of funky. You're right about that. I just say that it's not looking good for you. You've always talked about how you plan to have a long career like a Michael Jackson, your idol, but it looks to me like you're going to be pretty much done by 20 the way you're going, Justin.
No way, man. I'm forever. This career is going to last forever. Right, Canada? You love me? All right, Canada, boober. Yeah.
They're not saying boober. They're just saying boo.
Oh, man, this is horrible. I'm losing Canada. What's next? All right. I don't feel so good.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, Justin.
What happened? What happened?
Come on now. We went like 4 days without... Come on now.
I think milk was a bad choice.
Our ninth hopeful to wear the crown for Miss
the
Double December.
The voting is over.
Miss Double December 2013 is in our studio.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Boobies.
She's an angel. And just look at those cans.
Big ones, right?
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
The voting is over.
All right. I don't know about that, Kevin. Actually, tomorrow is when the voting is over. 10 o'clock tomorrow, 9 o'clock tomorrow, I guess I want to say, is when the voting stops on the website. And we crown Miss Double December in the final hour of tomorrow's show down in Fullerton. I will tell you this, though. Natalie, hi. First of all, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
We've had a lot of very attractive young ladies come through the door here this week.
Right.
Natalie is a woman. She's not a little girl. She's a woman.
Okay. Where are you going with this? We're all nervous.
No, I'm saying.
I'm nervous. She's nervous.
You look at her and she is a woman. That's all I've said.
Okay.
And I mean that in the best possible way. Natalie, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
How was your morning getting here today? I understand that it's apocalyptic out there.
Oh, my goodness. It's pretty crazy. It's
Where'd
so
you come
bad.
From?
The Valley. It's literally only 14 miles, and it took me an hour. So yeah.
Sweet.
Pretty
awful. Yeah, that's no good.
14
well, we
miles
have,
an hour.
Many questions for you. All 10 finalists are joining us this week on the Kevin and Bean Show as we get a chance to learn a little bit about each girl. Tell us about you. How old are you? What do you do for a living?
I am 28 years old. I'm from the Bay Area, and on Friday and Saturday nights, I am a VIP bottle service girl in Luna in Diamond Bar, and then I also model and act on the side.
Oh. Wow, busy girl. Now, you're... I hate to say this. I'm not trying to sabotage your campaign to be Miss Double December, but it's right there
Don't
on your Twitter page.
Don't sabotage me. Come on. Don't sabotage
it's right there,
me.
It's right there on your Twitter page.
Does it say she's a woman?
It says she's a San Francisco Giants fan.
Oh.
That's right. I am.
They would have to overlook that.
That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt a lot of voters. A lot of people are going to find... They're really going to have trouble pulling the lever for you. I'm sorry, Natalie. You're a Giants fan.
Here's what I would suggest is that you would keep that to yourself for a
hey,
year.
Hey, I'm keeping true to my roots, you know?
That's fine.
I bleed black and orange, and we walked away with her.
Oh, wow,
we walked
hurts.
Away with a ring. I mean,
oh,
come on now.
This, everything you're saying is painful.
Yeah, no, you're shooting yourself in the foot. This is your Mitt Romney, and you just started talking about the 47%. That's what just happened right there. But do you have hatred for Dodger fans, or are you cool? Can you coexist with Dodger fans?
Hey, I can coexist.
That's a lie. First of
no,
all,
it's not.
That's a lie.
Hey,
if you're a diehard Giants fan, they can't coexist with
you. I have a little pic on my – go look at my Twitter. I went to the Dodger-Giants game, and we won. You know,
yeah.
It was a nice little sweep. We brought out the broom.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, Natalie doesn't want to be Miss Double.
See what's happening?
That's all there is. How did you hear about the pageant this year?
You know what? My friend Joel actually let me know about it, and I decided, why not? Give it a shot. Let's do it.
Fantastic. You're of course, one of our top 10 finalists. You say that you have three older brothers?
Yes, I do.
And you're a major jock turned fitness model.
That's right.
What major jock? What did you used to play in school?
Soccer was my main sport, but I played everything growing up in high
school. Wow!
Yeah, I know.
Exciting. Right? You don't look like a tomboy, though. I mean,
no?
Hey,
that's a good thing. I clean up nice.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You certainly do. You say you'd like to. The superpower that you'd like to have is to read minds. How come?
Because everybody lies these days. And never keeps it real. So I'd like to read someone's mind.
Don't you think you'd be disappointed?
Probably.
If you could tell,
like 100%. For sure.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't want that power just because I think I would be bummed.
Bummed all the time.
how'd you end up living in Southern California if you started out in Northern? Did you come down for modeling opportunities?
You know what? I finished school. I graduated at Cal State Fullerton with a business management degree and then kind of stumbled into modeling. And
I kind of stumbled into stuff, but not modeling. Not modeling ever.
And then I moved to L.A.
Did you ever hang out at the slide bar when you were going to Cal State Fullerton?
You know what? I totally did.
The best, right?
So I cannot wait to go back.
Another home field advantage.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me give the details again. If you want to join us in person tomorrow, the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton, who hosts us every year, you can come on down. You can get in for free. You can watch the whole show. Just bring a new unwrapped toy. That's your price of admission. We're doing the toys for Tatas this year. Our friends the Marines are going to be there. If you're unable to join us, of course, we're going to be streaming the whole show like we do at krock.com. There's an evening gown competition. There's the bikini portion. There's the interview portion. And now let's talk about the talent, because you're going to be doing something on stage tomorrow that you're also going to do for us here today, right?
Yes.
And what's that?
I'm actually going to be juggling a soccer ball, but tomorrow I'll be all like decked out. I mean, I have to juggle in jeans right now. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that's going to pan out too much.
But tomorrow you're going to be wearing something completely different.
Completely different.
All right.
So that's why you have to come and see me.
All right.
You know.
Okay.
If you insist.
All right, well, what do you need? Where's Natalie going to go?
She's
to
gonna
do
go
some
in the next room.
Here. All right, fine.
Otherwise, she'll knock stuff over with a soccer ball. Well, depending on how good she is at juggling.
By the way, Natalie gets your vote, Kevin, if she's juggling a soccer ball.
I told you that the voting is over. Didn't I say that?
You did say that.
Out loud?
And, of course, Oscar Gonzalez from the Los Angeles Galaxy is going to be joining. Speaking of soccer, in about 10 minutes or so.
Omar Gonzalez.
No, his brother Oscar's going to be on.
Omar
couldn't make it, so Oscar's going to join us. All right, let me know what we got going on with Natalie here. We are filming this, and we're going to be putting this juggling up online, too, right after the show.
All right, she's in the other room. She's got soccer ball. Go ahead. See, she said her main sport was soccer.
She have skills?
Well, she has, that was four. Four times, that's decent. One more time, two, three, four, five. Six. She's pretty hot.
I lost count. I'm sorry.
What are we talking about?
Natalie is who you want to vote for. If you've liked what you've heard, you can go to kevinandbean.com and cast your vote. And again, grand prize is tomorrow. Someone becomes Miss Double December 2013. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Don't forget your tickets for both nights of the 23rd Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas in the pit and backstage passes less than a half an hour from right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up. Kevin, you excited for Saturday?
I am, as a matter of fact. Saturday, 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Was it terrible last weekend not having soccer? Like getting all in the playoff mode and being ready for it, and then all of a sudden having that bye week and having to wait toward this weekend?
It was difficult because the Galaxy did get into the championship game 2 weeks ago, and now they're playing Saturday, and you're just sitting there waiting around. But it's good probably for the players as far as getting healthy. Omar Gonzalez of the Galaxy is on the phone with us. Hi, Omar.
What's going on?
How are you, man?
You guys?
Good, thank you. What's it like for you to wait for 2 weeks once you qualify?
Oh, I mean, we had, you know, games in the very beginning of the playoffs where we're playing, you know, every 4 days, and now we have to wait for 2 weeks. You know, it's not what you want, but it did give us time for players to get healthy, and I think everyone's going to be ready for Saturday.
How's Landon Donovan? He was out for the last game.
Oh, I don't think he's going to play.
Oh, he's not? Oh, I didn't know that.
No. Just joking.
Oh!
He just gave half of L.A. a heart attack there. Why would you say something like that?
Oh, I'm just messing with you guys. You know,
bastard!
I'm just trying to wake you guys up.
No, well, that did it.
So he's fine. He's healthy.
you're there, Robbie's there, David's there. I mean, you got your full force, which is you're in a lot better shape than you were the last time you faced Houston earlier this season.
Yeah, you know, that was a long time ago, and I think we're a completely different team than we were then, and you know, I think it's really shaping up to be again like last year. You know, it's going to rain again. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's feeling good. And hopefully we can win it again.
Tell people why soccer players seem to prefer the rain.
Oh, you know, I think it's just because the ball moves better. You know, it just kind of glides on the ground and you can get a better touch. And you know, it's just fun sliding around. So,
because most people in most sports, they go, oh, no, it's raining. Now it's going to screw everything up. But soccer players actually would prefer it that way, I think.
Yeah, of course. I think you always want it to rain just a little bit.
Well, right. Obviously the goal is to make it to the finals, but did you care who you played, or was there part of you that was hoping for and looking forward to Houston again?
I think everyone was hoping for Houston because they were the only team where we could host the cup. And so if it were anyone else, then we would have to be traveling and we wouldn't have the cup here in LA. So I think everyone was hoping for that game. And now that we have it, you know,
yeah,
don't have to travel, and it's just great for everyone.
It's the best record gets home field, and the Galaxy were fourth, and Houston was fifth. And so they were the only team in the playoffs that was behind us, so we actually get to host the game here. Would you say that when you came back from injury, that was the turnaround of the Galaxy season?
I would say that everyone was starting to turn around their game.
I tossed you out of softball. Just say thanks, yeah. I do think that's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm actually thankful that everyone started turning around their game because it made it a lot easier for me to transition into coming back into the team, so it was really nice.
One of the things that you're known for is the corner kicks. You come up front, and this is famously David Beckham's last game. What's it been like with him giving you the corner kicks? Is he more accurate than most players still?
He is. You know, he seems to always put it in the right place. It's just sometimes I get held or, you know, sometimes I can't get to the right spot. But wouldn't it be great if we ended up, you know, coming together for that goal on Saturday? So,
that'd be all right.
Oh, it would be the best. Yeah. I mean, it would be. That's the beautiful thing about sports is sometimes it's you couldn't write it the way it works out so beautifully. And we hope that this is going to be one of those cases. Did you guys know for some time before the announcement to the public a couple of weeks ago that he was going to be retiring from the Galaxy at the end of the season? Is this something you saw in the cards?
No, actually, we didn't find out till after the article was written. So
that's nice.
You know, the next day, you know, we had this team meeting, and you know, he ended up telling everyone, and then you know, it was kind of like, okay, this is going to happen, and you know, back to business.
Yeah,
back to business.
Yeah, look, the one thing about the Galaxy is it's a complete team, and you've got lots of, you know, you've got lots of power, you've got lots of stars, you've got lots of weapons. I mean, it's great to have a guy like David Beckham, but I mean, the team's a lot bigger than one player, certainly. But still, you guys have played close together, you know, for a long time, and it's always tough to lose a member of the family, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. I'm definitely going to miss him. You know, he's been vital to this organization, to this league, and, you know, he's been great to be able to watch day in and day out and see how he handles everything. And so, you know, he's a great friend off the field, and he's going to be missed.
Does anyone get more yellow cards than him?
Absolutely not.
He argues every game, fights every game. He's in the ref's face every game, and he gets a yellow card, it seems like. I know you can't get two a game, but it seems like he's averaging that.
But don't you guys love it?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. We're going to give away, by the way, the game on Saturday is sold out, but we have a four-pack of tickets to the MLS Cup.
What?
To see the Galaxy play Houston on Saturday. It's this Saturday at 1:30 at the Home Depot Center. If you want to go, be caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067. And you and three of your friends can join me and the rest of the people that are out there at the Home Depot Center for the championship game.
Tell me what it's...
Lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me what it's like, and this is the voice of Omar Gonzalez here on the phone defender for the Los Angeles Galaxy, talking about the MLS Championship this Saturday afternoon. Tell me about Home Depot Center. Tell me what it has been like to see the evolution of the fans as they get more and more into it year after year, crazier and crazier. I mean, you're one of the teams that really has a home field advantage now when you get to play there.
Yeah, as you know, we have three supporter groups that are very loyal. And they're there every single game, just, you know, rooting us on. And then along with that, you get a lot of,
you know, just people that come out that love coming to see us play. And I think their stadium is great. You know, it's very family-oriented, and, you know, a lot of kids come out, and it's just great because they're into the game the whole time, and we just love playing in front of them.
Well, Omar, what do you do after the season? Let's assume you win, which we hope you will on Saturday. Then what? Do you take time off, or do you go play somewhere else?
Well, actually, we're leaving right after the Cup, I think, you know, on the 5th or something. We're going on the postseason tour, and we're going to, I think, Saudi Arabia or, you know, somewhere like that. So, you know, we're going to have to deal with that first, and then hopefully we can have a little time off.
They don't give you a couple days? What's happening here? What kind of slave drivers are running things over there?
I know, right? We have it tough. We have it tough.
I just love that we're talking to a guy who might or might not be going to Saudi Arabia or someplace this week. Most of us are a little more dialed into our own travel schedules.
Doesn't this sound amazing?
It does. It does. You just go where they tell you, I guess. All right. Omar Gonzalez, number 4 for your Los Angeles Galaxy. The game is going to be Saturday afternoon at 1:30 against the Houston Dynamo. Kevin, for folks who aren't lucky enough to be there in person, where do they see that? Where can they see that on the TV?
I don't know. Is it on ESPN, I think, probably?
Who knows?
I think it's ESPN. Check ESPN. Check ESPN, too, but it's easy enough to find, yeah.
We got to quit asking Omar questions. That's all there is to it. So awesome that you carved out some time to talk to us, man. We're very excited, very pumped. Let's see a repeat title there, man, and great luck on Saturday, and thank you for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Oops.
Cut him right off, did you?
Sorry.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Hey, Linkin Park is headlining night number 1 of the 23rd annual almost what's it called?
I'd like to hear you finish this.
That was a moment with Beam.
It's special this year. It's the almost acoustic Christmas.
Even less acoustic really than normal.
Just all electric is what we're saying.
Yeah. I accept your score. See, guys, it's fun when we're all on the show at the same time, right? Isn't this a rare treat we're enjoying here today?
Sure.
Come on. Ralph's back. I'm back. Kevin's here. Yeah. This is good.
We're all thrilled.
We just try to do this sometimes.
We're all thrilled.
I'm the only one who's like
that. No, we're all thrilled. None of us wanted to win the Powerball.
We stupid Arizona. Kevin, have you checked in with your family yet?
I have not.
You know, one of the tickets was in Arizona, right?
I don't think they buy lottery tickets, but if they did, I'm certainly going to blackmail them into giving me some.
I was in Pennsylvania last weekend, and I was as I left, I'm an idiot because they're one of the Powerball states. I should have stocked up, but luckly, no one won in Pennsylvania.
Only two tickets, right?
Yeah, Arizona and Missouri, I think.
Split $550 million.
Yeah, that after taxes, that's only like $200 million.
Yeah, exactly. So it's hardly worth even putting down a dollar for that ticket. We're going to introduce you to a TV show that you're not going to believe is real, that you're not going to believe is on the air. It's called Killer Karaoke. It's coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Thursday.
But you're going to say Emily Owens, M.D.
No, that doesn't exist.
Before I get into showbiz news, I do want to let people know that the Hollywood Babylon show that I do with Kevin Smith is returning to the John Lovitz Comedy Club this weekend, Saturday night at 8 p.m. We are back at home at the Lovitz. We'd love to have you come out and see us. It's been a while since we've played the Lovitz, so we're looking forward to getting back to our home stadium, as it were. You can go to thelovitz.com or babylonralph.com for more details and to get your tickets. But this Saturday night at 8 p.m., Kevin Smith and I return with Hollywood Babylon, which is a lot like the showbiz beat, only more stoned, drunk, and filthy. So if you like...
No language.
If you like those things. No, exactly. Much like Kevin, no language restraints whatsoever. Kelsey Grammer has been given a hard time lately for his parenting skills.
What's going on now?
Well, he did take his baby to the Playboy Mansion for a Playboy party. Some of the playmates there thought that was inappropriate.
It wasn't a baby Playboy party?
No, it wasn't.
They've never
one of those,
had one of those.
It wasn't one of those children's parties they throw up there in the grotto. This was for the grown-ups. And a lot of the playmates, including Kendra Wilkinson, one of Hep's former girlfriends, said she was offended and thought it was wildly inappropriate. And when I think about it, though, really, who would appreciate boobs more than a baby?
That's right.
Like their favorite thing ever.
It'd be like a food bonanza.
Exactly. So that happened, and then this week, Kelsey was given a hard time because he and his fourth wife, Katie, were leaving LAX with their four-month-old daughter, Faith, when they hopped into a chauffeured SUV that didn't have a car seat in it.
Uh-oh, that's illegal.
That is illegal, and more importantly, not really safe for the kid.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how tightly you're going to hold your baby, but you're either going to crush your baby or you're going to
hit.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. So, people saying he was Not the greatest dad in the world.
That isn't good for you.
In Kelsey's defense, he will get it right with the fifth wife, I think. When they have a kid, he's really going to have it down by the time he rolls around with wife number five.
Yeah, he needs to stop having children and stop getting married. And stop being on TV shows that I like that get canceled, too, by the way.
Oh, for God's sakes, Niles.
Not that one.
Oh, not that one. Daniel Craig was asked in Us Weekly magazine this week. Of course, he the star of the biggest grossing Bond film ever with Skyfall. Who would he like to have as a next Bond girl, Beyonce or Rihanna? They have both expressed interest in playing a Bond girl.
Hmm.
Who would you pick if you had a choice? If you were James Bond, who would you pick to have in your movie?
I think I would pick Beyonce.
I would too.
She's super hot, but so's Rihanna.
Daniel Craig answered Rihanna.
Okay.
When asked why, because she's dirtier, he said.
Okay, well.
Well, look, I didn't know you were going to bang him. Well, in that case, yeah, I guess you made the right choice. Lady Long! Back in the news again. This morning, she was arrested in New York City. She allegedly was leaving a club called Club Avenue in Manhattan at 4 a.m., where she got into a verbal dispute with another woman in the club, and then on her way out, punched the woman in the face. Turns out even in New York City at 4 a.m., that's against the law. The cops were called. Lindsay had already taken off in a black SUV with a driver. They pulled that car over and arrested her on the spot. She was released about 4 hours later from the station house. And here's the thing. It's not only her legal problem in New York City now that's an issue. It's likely that due to this arrest, she will have her probation violated here in Southern California as well. That on top of the fact that she lied to the cops when she plowed into that 18-wheeler on PCH in June. She's really just loading up that dossier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Her lawyers must be the happiest people in the world. They'll never be out of work.
That's true. But then they have to deal with her.
Larry H. Parker has never been more pleased. That's all she can afford now. This is awesome. I know it shouldn't be awesome. I know it's a horrible waste of taxpayer money and time for first responders, but it makes me laugh every time I read it. Are you familiar with the new phenomenon of swatting? Swatting is the latest thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Swatting, Kevin, you'll like this.
No, I don't.
Is when pranksters make fake distress calls reporting hostages or armed robbers at the addresses of celebrities.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Most recent victim, Simon Cowell. Caller falsely claimed a woman was being held hostage in his bathroom. Beverly Hills police checked it out and left the scene once they ascertained that it was, in fact, a prank. So they didn't get the full swatting effect. But it has been going on for some time now. And as you can imagine, first responders are getting an assful of it.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Along with other people who actually need them at that time.
Bieber. I don't remember what the number is I read once recently, but the percentage of 911 calls that are not emergencies is like 90% or something crazy like that. It's like junk call after junk call until they get something that they actually need to deal with.
Well, we've heard them before. People complaining about not getting their burgers right at those fast food joints.
Yeah, but 90%, that's shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think most people overreact in general.
Yeah.
Bieber's been hit with it. Ashton Kutcher's been hit with it. Miley Cyrus has been hit with it. In that case, though, they just called the 911 dental police on Miley Cyrus, and they had to show up because that was an emergency.
They have dental police?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. And Yoko Ono is talentless in many areas. She's not a good singer.
She's the opposite of a good singer.
Not a particularly good artist.
Right.
But now we're finding out that she can't design clothes either. She said in 1969 she gave John Lennon a series of drawings that were designs for clothing she wanted him to wear. 43 years later, she's finally getting those fashion ideas to exist.
Wow, she's a quick mover.
She has a new menswear collection for a company called Opening Ceremony, which features the clothing she wanted John to wear. It goes like this. Pants with large handprints on the crotch.
Okay.
A jock strap with blinking LED lights.
All right.
Tank tops with nipple cutouts.
Already have it.
And something called a butt hoodie.
A butt hoodie?
Yes. I'm not sure what it is.
A butt hoodie.
All I know is I don't ever want to be wearing one.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
A butt hoodie.
I'm getting you all butt hoodies for Christmas. I hope you wear them in good health.
I would like that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Vin Scully's 85 years old today. Gary Shandling turned 63. Jeff Fahey. Very talented actor. You probably know him from Lost, 60 years old. Howie Mandel, 57. Tom Sizemore is 51. Don Cheadle
You watching House of Lies over there on Showtime?
Yes. Good show. Come back in January.
You know, who's joining that cast is Lisa Edelstein, Cuddy from House.
That's right. Yeah.
That show.
And Mr. Cheeto, of course, in flight right now with Denzel Washington.
That's right. You know from the Ocean movies as well, Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. He's 48 years old. Frank Delgado of Deftones is 42. Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch is 41. Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin on The Office, is 40. And Anna Faris celebrates her 36th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tomorrow's the day. Miss Double December 2013 will be crowned at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar Kitchen in Fullerton. Time to meet our 10th and final contestant.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
She got big ass boobs.
Angel, and just look at those cans.
She does have great cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Yeah, we have a winner. That's there's no question.
Voting
about
is
that.
Closed.
We have a winner. Actually, no. Tomorrow at this time, though, we will be just about ready to crown Miss Double December 2013. Will it be Sarah? Let's meet Sarah as we welcome her to the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hello, my dear. How are you?
She can't hear a thing.
Oh, turn on your.
What's happening now?
Wait. We'll fix it.
I can hear it now.
There we go. Okay.
Isn't that Dave's only job when he brings the guest in is to show him how the headphones work?
Does it with everyone but our Miss Double D contestants.
He's a little flustered, I think.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, you missed the big intro, Sarah. Sorry about that. How are you, my dear?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on apparently the worst weather day in the history of the world.
That's pretty bad.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What part of town do you live in? What do you do? All that good stuff.
Well, I'm 25. I live in Anaheim, and I do tours of Southern California. I go to just the highlights. People can hire me, take me around.
As like a personal tour guide?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Huh.
Why would somebody do that? Like, what kinds of things do you take them to? Like, as anyone can get a bus to Disneyland, what do they need you for?
Because I'm awesome.
That's a good answer.
No, it's fun. I tell them fun facts. You know, we take them around Hollywood. We take them to the studios. They just like to see lots of things. We make up, you know, names of celebrities who live at different houses. We just kind of pick
them. You just lie to them?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen right here.
Oh, no, seriously. That's where Kobe Bryant lives, right in that apartment right there. I'm not lying about that. All right. Well, that's pretty interesting. You say you're 25 years old. How old are the boobs?
5 years. I actually got them when I was 20.
Congratulations. Thank nice.
You. This is a little awkward, but do we have to do this conversation with your mom watching? It's just, I'm sorry. It's just a little weird.
This is what she gets for telling me to enter.
Your mom told you to enter.
Yeah. She now tells me that it was a joke.
Okay.
This is what she gets for joking. Yeah.
So she told you it would be good if you tried out for Miss Double December. You said okay. And she said, I was just kidding.
Yeah. I called her bluff. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's fantastic. Now, so besides the fact that you thought it'd be fun to goof on your mom, why did you want to be Miss Double D?
I just wanted to meet you guys just so much.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
The lie detector's going off.
We are never on the list of reasons why girls want to be Miss Double D. Believe me. They look past us to get to all the cool stuff. Because, you know, you get tickets to both nights of Acoustic Christmas. You get to come to the Weenie Roast, Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, all the breakfast shows, singles parties. I mean, you basically become a member of the Kevin and Bean family for a year. And as Lisa can tell you, that's no fun.
Well, you don't have to hang out with them. You just show up, you get your tickets, you say hi, and then you go do your own thing.
Then you can ditch
us. Have a great time.
Yeah, that's the best way.
We have a questionnaire. You can see a bunch of pictures from Sarah, who, by the way, has the most beautiful smile. And I say that very sincerely. But you can see the pictures at kevinandbean.com. And there's also a little bit of a questionnaire. I love your answer to, if you wrote your autobiography, what would the title be? What did you say that was?
Choking on Glitter.
Someone's been spending time in a strip club.
Choking on Glitter. All right.
I love that.
That could be your autobiography also, by the way.
Could be mine as well.
Your porn star name, if you had one, would be Victoria Star. Why? What's the story behind that?
I just make the name Victoria. It's usually my fake name when I go out that I give to guys. And I couldn't think of a last name, so.
What percentage of the time would you say you give guys a fake name?
About 90%. If they're attractive, I give them my real name. That's how you know they're attractive.
Okay.
But they don't know because they don't know which name is
that's
real.
Right.
Which
right.
Is right. Let's have the fun.
And do you give them a fake phone number, too? That's part of the deal?
Oh, yeah. I give him, you know, Knott's Berry Farm's phone number.
Sweet. Maybe that person's hot. Maybe just take them out. Maybe you set her up on a lot of dates.
So tomorrow we'll be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, of course, doing the live broadcast with, you know, the evening gowns and the questionnaire and the bikinis and the whole deal. There's also a talent portion to the competition. And this has been, we've had some interesting talents this week, but I don't think any I'm looking forward to as much as I am yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yours is what? You can sing a ludicrous song?
Yes. I learned this song when it came out just because, you know, I'm cool like that.
Sure.
And I'm ghetto. So I like to rap to Ludacris. And I really didn't think I was going to get picked, so I just kind of put the first thing that came into my head.
Now we're calling your bluff.
Yes. Sweet.
All right. So I have the Ludacris song here. And you're going to sing and dance tomorrow, but here you're just going to sing? Or how is that working?
Well, my dancing skills are very white girl dancing skills, so I could probably break out a few of them right now.
Okay.
And I'll sing a little bit because, you know, I got to get people excited for tomorrow.
Sure, you want to tease them, but not give them the whole thing.
This is the warm-up, exactly. All right. Well, we're filming this, so you'll get a chance to see this whole interview with Sarah, plus see the white girl dancing and the singing, and you can see some stuff that we'll tape right after we get off the air. So you can go to KevinAndBean.com and vote for Sarah if you'd like her to be Miss Double December 2013. But, yeah, I'd love to hear a little bit of the Ludacris, if you don't mind.
Who, Bean?
Ludacris.
Ludacris? All right, here's Ludacris. I wanna, from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the down to Tucker Jackson.
How's that dancing?
You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy to see. I wanna lick, lick, lick. Oh. Wrong words. You make so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy to see.
All right. There it is. All right.
Don't save it in the part I was supposed to see.
That's fine.
That's all right. We will
That's
see
right.
it.
That's all right. We'll definitely see it tomorrow.
That's going to be a crowd pleaser.
I didn't even get to break out the sprinkler.
Well, you can do that tomorrow. We are looking forward to the sprinkler.
I just like the lick, 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 lick part. I thought that was good. All right. Sarah, she is a fraudulent tour guide in Orange County. And if you want to vote for her.
It's again, a creative tour guide. Creative.
That's what I meant. Creative. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Go to KevinAndBean.com and cast your vote and see her on stage with the other ladies tomorrow as we broadcast live from Fullerton. Great to meet you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42.
Harold McDaniel from Harbor City listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today. He is the latest winner of tickets to both nights of the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows. Of course, they're happening the weekend after next. Pit tickets, backstage passes, your chance to win coming up just after noon, then 3 and 6 o'clock this afternoon. All those details at krock.com. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
I want to give people a heads up. Kevin Smith and I will be once again bringing Hollywood Babylon to the Universal City Walk Saturday night at 8 p.m. We're doing our show up there for everyone to come out and enjoy.
You can go to thelovitz.com or babbleonralph.com to see me and Kevin Smith do our thing.
Hi, this is David Hasselhoff.
Hey, Dave.
Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
Thelovitz.com is usually the best way to go about it.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean,
it's
like,
online.
Where is there...
Is there what?
Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down
there?
I'm
not giving them out here at the radio station, no.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I think they have plenty of vacancies, actually, so yes, go check it out.
How far is the festival from the Marriott, Palm Desert, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
That's going to be a good walk.
It's about 400,000 little airplane bottles. That's how far it is. Just to give you a reference point, Dave, that you can understand.
And when do they get the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
No, around 8 p.m. on Saturday. That's when the show starts. So that's when it gets going.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
Well, that's self-evident.
He just wants to come to the show. Don't give him a heart.
He just wants to rock. He loves to rock. Speaking of rocking, also, don't forget to vote for Miss Double December. Voting is open until tomorrow. The pageant itself is tomorrow, of course, down at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton, starting at 6 a.m. Bring an unwrapped toy for our Toys for Tatas program. That's how you get in. Got to bring a toy. We'll give it to the Marines, and they'll give it to some underprivileged kids who need something for Christmas. So come on out. But you got to vote. I don't want to hear any bitching if your favorite doesn't win this year and then you didn't vote. because, of course, you decide every year on who our Miss Double December is.
I don't want to give any kind of comfort to the enemy or help Al-Qaeda or anything, but if there was ever a time to attack the United States, it's during the Miss Double December pageant, because 100,000 Marines are at that event. like every available man somehow makes it to Fullerton.
They do fight for that gig every year, it seems like.
Collect the toys, yeah.
Yeah. While we're talking about 100,000 people, that's how many people showed up for the premiere of The Hobbit in New Zealand. Wellington, New Zealand last Wednesday. 100,000 people showed up, most of them in costume, just to be near the red carpet world premiere of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, the new film by Peter Jackson that, of course, takes up the Tolkien book.
100,000.
100,000 people. Hey, you have any idea how many 100,000 people are?
Yeah, that's the Rose Bowl, I think, holds close to 100,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts. Most of them in costume dressed as elves and dwarves and virgins. Oh, they weren't dressed as virgins. They just were virgins. Yeah. Many of them, I'm sure, were singing the classic Leonard Nimoy song, Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. Leonard Nimoy, of course, Spock from Star Trek. When he was shooting that series, he recorded an album. And one of the, the hit track.
And by
off
hit,
that
you mean
album,
Piece of Crap,
was the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. In the video, it's great. You can see him. He's obviously like in between takes at Star Trek because he has that goofy bowl haircut. And they just took the ears off him, and he starts like dancing on the beach with all these go-go girls. It's a very 60s video.
What the hell?
Here's a little taste of the classic song, The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes. Right. He lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo Baggins. He's only 3 feet tall.
Not tall.
Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo Baggins. The bravest little hobbit of them all.
Yeah.
So that exists.
Yeah, that sure does.
The Peter Jackson choosing to film those films in the Lord of the Ring movies in New Zealand has to be the single greatest thing that's ever happened to that country, right?
I mean,
it put it on the map.
It's one of the largest employers in New Zealand, I think, is film industry down there. Yeah, because they do these things. I mean, it takes them 4 years to film these trilogies, at least.
And they're so popular, you get all these tourists year-long who want to go and kind of see the play. I mean, up until now, wasn't New Zealand pretty much just Australia's penis? I mean, basically, that's all it was. And now it's like a real deal.
Way to upset the Kiwis, man.
Yeah, nice.
Now all the Kiwis are going to start protesting our station. I hope you're happy.
New Zealand. It is a country. Yes, it is.
That's right. That's their slogan. That's their tourist slogan down there. Yes, it is.
Let aloha.
Back in the news, arrested this morning in New York City as she was coming out of a Manhattan nightclub. Club Avenue was the joint. She was there at 4 a.m., got into a verbal dispute with another young lady in that club. I'm guessing that woman was a TV critic who had seen Liz and Dick. And they shouted at each other, and apparently as Lindsay was leaving the club, she reached out and either slapped and or punched this woman in the face. Cops were called. Lindsay had already been spirited away in an SUV. They pulled the car over, arrested her on the spot. About 4 hours later, she was seen coming out of the police station after being charged with battery and assault.
Man.
This is not only a problem for her in New York, rather, but here in Los Angeles, she's still under probation, mind you, for that jewelry store, for borrowing that necklace from that jewelry store without permission last year.
Right.
So she could face a jail term. Just because of that arrest, because the arrest alone already violates her probation. So she's got a whole passel full of trouble. Not to mention she lied to the cops when she plowed into that 18-wheeler, said she wasn't behind the wheel when she was.
That's right. Lindsay oftentimes doesn't stick around for the arrest, by the way. Have you ever noticed that?
Well,
that's alleged.
She's not an idiot.
So many of these stories, though, they have to go and find her, like with the jewelry store, for instance, like with that last time she hit somebody on the street in New York. She just keeps on going, and then they have to come get her later.
It's only legal if you get caught, dude.
But she gets caught every time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, seems like.
She's not a good criminal.
No.
I'll give her that. Mike Tyson's one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, was a smash hit in Vegas and another location where he did it. Now it's going to be touring around this great country of ours, 35 cities in 10 weeks, beginning early next year. Starts off in February in Indianapolis, then moves on to St. Louis, Cincinnati, Louisville, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. So
can't wait.
I can't wait to talk to Mike about that show and to have him here, maybe performing a little piece of it.
I like
one-man show.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
Mm-hmm. What, a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
Yeah, spinal part of your back. That's the, you don't want to break that part. There's a lot of parts of your back you don't mind cracking, but you don't want to crack the spinal region.
That's true. That's the worst part.
And a bad day to be a female TV doctor. Fox is pulling the plug on The Mob Doctor. Stars Jordana Spiro as a young female doctor who was put through medical school by the mob, and so she owes them. And that causes considerable strife in her life, but not any longer, because Fox announced they will burn off the 13 episodes that were produced, but they will not be renewing that for next season. And, of course, we're all wearing black armbands here on the morning show because Emily Owens, MD, has also been canceled by the CW.
Had a good run, though. Like, what, 10 years?
13 episodes.
Oh.
Yeah. CW says they, too, will air all 13 episodes on the network. However, it will not be renewed. So,
what's your girlfriend, Mammy Gummer, going to do now?
Mamie.
Oh.
Mamie Gummer, not Mammy.
Oh, whatever her name is.
Yeah, it's a difference.
It's very different. She, I'm sure, will go on to bigger and better things because she's a very talented actress.
Okay.
The daughter of Meryl Streep, for God's sakes. It's in her blood.
Guess so.
It's in her DNA. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Vin Scully, your Dodgers announcer, is 85 years old today. Been with the Dodgers for, what did we say, 60 years or something like that? It's crazy. I can't. Look, he's wonderful at what he does.
He is.
Man obviously enjoys baseball. I can't imagine ever doing anything for 60 years.
No.
I don't want to do anything for 60 years. I don't care how much I love it. I don't want to do anything for 60 years.
I mean, at 30 years, at 40 years, you go, done it. Gonna go do something else.
Seen everything I'm gonna see in this sport.
And you know what else? It's baseball.
That's my point.
He sits and watches baseball game after game after game.
20 years seems like 60.
And now here's a guy with a big stick. He swings at the ball. Oh, he didn't make any contact. John, hot dogs.
That's all the guy does every day of his life for 60 years.
My guess, though, Ralph, is that every year up until he got that job with the Dodgers at, like, age 20, he was a kid sitting at home listening to someone else calling baseball on the radio and thinking, I want to do that.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I was sitting home masturbating. Doesn't mean I want to do it for 60 years.
By 40 years, aren't you yelling,
I'm bored!
Yes. Gary Shandling, 63 years old today. Jeff Fahey, the very talented actor from Lost and other programs, 60 years old. Howie Mandel's 57. Don Cheadle, so good on House of Lies. He is 84 years old. Frank Delgado of Deftones is 42. Gina Lee Nolan, who not only was on Baywatch, of course, but I'm pretty sure she was Sheena of the Jungle, too.
Oh.
In the rebooted comic book franchise on television. She's 41 years old. Brian Baumgartner, Kevin from The Office, 40 years old. And Anna Faris from The Dictator and What's Your Number and the Scary Movies. She is 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning is finally the pageant, the Miss Double December pageant at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton. If you can join us, bring an unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots, or as we call it, Toys for Tatas. The Marines will be down there taking the toys, and we'll be down there as well, crowning a Miss Double December. If you can't make it down to the event, you can watch every second of it live at krock.com. We're gonna web stream it. So you can check that out starting at 5:30 tomorrow
morning. Let me mention also, by the way, that we're going to be having tickets to give away on location. We're going to actually give you a chance. If you are down there in the audience, somebody there will walk away with tickets for both nights for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Tickets in the pit and backstage passes. We'll have them for you there, too.
And tune in early for the webcast because we're kicking off with a bikini competition. Just to make sure you people are awake.
And when do the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
No, hey, not in the afternoon.
It's really more. Hasselhoff's going to miss the whole thing. I guarantee you. I guarantee you again this year he will not show.
That's tomorrow.